Phone VI660 by Samsung, just $19.99 after $170 instant savings. Now at Radio Shack, you've got questions, we've got answers.
Offer good with credit approval through 8/25 with in-store purchase and activation of a new line of service and a two-year agreement. $36 activation and $150 early termination fee. Supply details in store.
Hi, I'm David Orrick, and I'm proud that over a million of my 8-pound Orrick XL vacuums are used around the world. What makes me really proud is that the Orrick XL upright is built in the good old USA. I'm proud of my American workers and my built-to-last American quality. Try it risk-free for 30 days. Call 1-800-989-4200. 1-800-989-4200. If someone tries to tell you that American products are second best, they obviously haven't tried my Oric XL.
You're listening to 1190 WLIB New York, the flagship station of Air America Radio.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. Shame the vote. A polling consultant in Michigan's trying a little something different to try to encourage people to vote. Peer pressure and shame. Mark Grebner's mailing letters to voters in 2,400 households in East Lansing. The letters include the names of other registered voters on their street, and then he'll send out lists of the names of people who vote in the primary, which was today. And he's going to do the same thing after the November election. Grebner says a little shame can go a long way. First Lady Laura Bush thinks the news media is increasingly filled with opinions instead of facts. She suggested today that journalists are contributing to the polarization of the country. Laura Bush said in an interview with Fox News Channel's The O'Reilly Factor, "I think there are a lot of reasons to be critical of the media in America." She said, "I think a lot of times the media sensationalize or magnify things that aren't, that really shouldn't be. I do think there's a big move away from actual reporting, trying to report facts," according to First Lady Laura Bush. She says it's in newspapers, everything you read, a lot more is opinion. Vice President Dick Cheney says Democrats caused higher gas prices. Cheney said a combination of rising consumption and decreasing domestic production led to high gas prices, but he also pointed a finger of blame, he said, at Democrats in the Senate, including Kerry and Edwards, he says. They voted against the Bush administration energy policies, including increased petroleum drilling, energy conservation, and tax breaks needed to spur both. Halliburton is going to be paying $7.5 million to settle a Securities and Exchange Commission investigation that failed to disclose a change in accounting procedures in 1998 when the oil services conglomerate was being run by Vice President Dick Cheney. Besides the company's fine, former Halliburton controller Robert Muchmore Jr. will pay a $50,000 penalty. Neither the company nor Muchmore admit nor deny the findings of the FEC that the company did not properly disclose the accounting change, which recognized revenue from unapproved claims on long-term construction projects. President Bush reached out to Catholic voters during the day, voicing support for what he called a culture of life, and saying government should back religious charities whose workers are saving lives. Bush visited Dallas and had attended a fundraiser for the Republican Party. John Kerry says he can put a deal together as president to drastically reduce U.S. troop levels in Iraq. Kerry suggested he has back-channeled assurances foreign leaders would do more to help out if he becomes president. He says that's the message from Senators Joe Biden and Carl Levin as they are traveling other countries this summer. You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley.
on sale at newsstands everywhere. Time Out New York, the obsessive guide to impulsive entertainment. We do all the work so you can have all the fun.
Hey, how's it going?
Yeah, you. You know, I've been watching you, and it doesn't look like you're having a lot of fun behind the wheel. And being the all-new Ford Focus ST, I got the solution. Me. I want you to listen to this. Hear that? That's a new engine that makes me the most powerful Focus out there. With over 150 horses at my command, I'm the most powerful Focus available. And if you're a fan of the curves, you're gonna love the way I handle.
New styling inside and out and a confidence-inspiring performance-tuned suspension. The all-new Ford Focus ST. It begs to be driven.
When I saw how beautiful she was, I thought, this is just icing on the cake.
He put his things down and kissed me, and he said, not only is your heart beautiful, but you're beautiful on the outside also.
She took my breath away.
Hi, this is Dr. Neil Clark Warren, founder of eHarmony.com. Sometimes a simple love story says it all.
I have found someone to love me unconditionally.
It's emotional, spiritual, and physical.
This is the best I have felt in my life.
At eHarmony, we'd sure like to help you have that feeling of being in love with your soulmate. That's why at eHarmony, we match you on the deep dimensions of compatibility that make for relationships designed to last a lifetime.
This man is everything that I have ever dreamed of.
Let eHarmony help you find the love of your life. Log on to eHarmony and take our $40 personality profile. Yours free when you log on today. Lot of happy couples out there thanks to eHarmony.com.
The Air America phones are ringing off the hook.
I'm going to give you a friendly critique. The use of phrases like the crazy Christian and things like that. What if you started on a regular basis, started talking about the crazy Jews? How long do you think you guys would last on the air?
866-303-AAR0. We're listening.
I want to know what happened to the generation of the 70s. You're the generation of peace and love. What happened to you? You turned into...
Malloy here on Resistance Radio, Air America Radio. Welcome to the program. I'm Mike Malloy. The phone number here is 866-303-2270. Do join us, our second program on Air America Radio. Sometimes we have a theme for the program. Tonight might be one of those nights. If it turns out to be so, the theme tonight is lies and deceptions. The worst kind of lies. The kind of lies that cause death and destruction, the kind that cause political ignorance, the kind of lies that destroy hope and faith and belief. In other words, we're talking about the Bush administration's style of running this country, right? Typical days in the life of the Bush crime family as they plunder and loot the U.S. Treasury and the pocketbooks of middle and working class Americans. But first, there's something that I don't have an answer for. Maybe you do. If you do, give us a call at 866-303-2270. Here's the question. Why do conservatives hate this country so much? I can't think of any branch of media or government that conservatives don't either own, control, or dominate. Politics? Okay, how about the Supreme Court, the House, the Senate, the presidency, governorships, state legislatures? Where it concerns media, other than this network, tell me a network, radio or television, that is not owned outright and or dominated by the right wing, by the neo-fascists, by the Bush cronies. Newspapers? Media corporations? Take a look at the business segment of this society, of this culture. Why? What is it that the conservatives want that they don't have, and as a result of not having, makes them hate America? Take Dick Cheney as an example. Here's a guy who is, what's the cliche, a heartbeat away from the presidency. And at a public gathering of colleagues, uses the term, go F yourself, toward a fellow colleague, a representative of the citizens of this country. Now, I mean, you can make the case, and I've made it frequently and will continue to make it, that Dick Cheney is a sociopath, if not a psychopath. But even so, you would think that the guy would be medicated heavily enough that he would keep his mouth shut where it concerns telling a senator of the United States to go have sexual intercourse with himself. It's incredible. I was thinking about this today. You know, what the hell is it? Why do Republicans and conservatives hate this country so much? I don't have an answer. You might, if you do, share it with us. And by the way, if you are of the conservative persuasion, first of all, my heart bleeds for you. But secondly, if you would like to participate in this program, do call us. I won't slap you around. I won't beat up on you. I'll give you a chance to state your case, as long as stating your case does not include an allusion to Whitewater or to Bill Clinton. You guys amaze me. You really do. Amazing similarities. Have you, where does this come from? Somebody sent this to me. Gene sent this to me. Political cartoon from Slate. Have you seen this? The amazing similarities between George W. Bush, the man God chose to be president of the United States, and Osama bin Laden, the man God chose to defeat the great Satan. Have you noticed the similarities? Both like to blow things up. Both won't touch alcohol ever since they got religion. Both believe creationism should be taught in schools. Both know God is on their side. Both Bush and bin Laden are confident, decisive, and never admit making mistakes. Both bin Laden and Bush oppose gun control. Both spend their time hanging around in the desert. Both are rich. Both want each other dead. Both were born into powerful families. Both oppose embryonic stem cell research. Both mispronounce the word nuclear. Neither reads a newspaper. Both do lots of business with their friends in Saudi Arabia. Both oppose gay marriage. Kind of spooky. Ron Reagan, Jr. has written a piece for Esquire magazine, a 4,000-word essay that is essentially a critique of Too Stupid to Be President. And it's in this month's Esquire magazine, apparently. Reagan doesn't hold back in this piece where he shares his real feelings towards Mr. Bush. Here, a couple of quotes from this. This article or this essay is a real eye-opener. The Bush administration cannot be trusted. These are quotes from Ron Reagan, Jr. George W. Bush and his administration have taken normal mendacity to a startling new level far beyond lies of convenience. They traffic in big lies, indulge in any number of symptomatic small lies, and ultimately have come to embody dishonesty itself. They are a lie, and people finally have started catching on. Reagan also says, when Nobel laureates, a vast majority of the scientific community, and a host of current and former diplomats, intelligence operatives, military officials line up against you, it becomes increasingly difficult to characterize the opposition as fringe wackos. Ron Reagan also says, given candidate Bush's remarks, it was hard to imagine him as president flipping a stiff middle finger at the world and charging off adventuring in the Middle East. Well, yeah. Reagan goes on to say, even as of this writing, Dick Cheney clings to that assertion that Saddam was somehow at the nexus of a worldwide terror network. He accuses the Bush administration of stonewalling, obstruction, obfuscation. Then he goes on to say, but image is everything in this White House, and that image of George Bush as a noble and infallible warrior in the service of his nation must be fanatically maintained, because behind the image lies nothing. He, Bush, is ineloquent, not because he cannot speak, but because he doesn't bother to think. And I like this one. Bush's Republican Party, furthermore, seems a far cry from the current model, with its cringing obeisance to the religious right and its kill anything that moves attack instincts. Yeah. Well, it's interesting that Ron Reagan Jr., as you know, he addressed the Democratic Convention. But his theme was stem cell research, which is something that he and his mother and his sister, Patty Davis, Kathy, that they are very concerned about, because stem cell research may hold a cure for Alzheimer's, and as everybody knows, that is the cause of death of Ronald Reagan. Lies and deceptions. We have some sound coming up for you in about 20 minutes. So I want you to stick around for it. That will show you the extent of the lies and the deceptions. It's a piece that Kathy put together that contains quotes from Ari Fleischer and Dick Cheney and George Bush and Don Rumsfeld and Colin Powell and Condoleezza Rice and Paul Wolfowitz. All of these thugs. During the lead-up to and subsequent to the invasion, the attack, the merciless attack on Iraq. And I want you to hear, this is coming up in about 20 minutes. This is worth hearing. Now, to the terror alert, raising the terror alert from, what did it go, from yellow to orange over the weekend in Washington, D.C., and in parts of northern New Jersey. In the city, in New York City, it's been at orange ever since the 911 attacks back in 2001. But these targets were specifically mentioned, and I'm sure as you listened to Air America Radio today, you heard other program hosts talking about this. But the information that led to that terrorism alert Sunday came from documents put together allegedly by Al-Qaeda before September 11, 2001. This is old stuff. And according to the Washington Post, more than half a dozen government officials who were interviewed yesterday, and who, by the way, declined to be identified because they're terrified. The Washington Post says they declined to be identified because classified information is involved. Oh, bat squeeze. They declined to be identified because they don't want to lose their jobs. That's why they declined to be identified. But these government officials said most, if not all, of the information about the buildings seized by authorities in Iran and Pakistan last week was about 3 years old and possibly older. One senior law enforcement official who was briefed on the alert was quoted by the Post saying, "There's nothing right now that we're hearing that's new. Why did we go to this level, orange? I still don't know that." So, it raises the issue, of course, I'm sure you've been thinking about this yourself. How much of these, to what extent are these terrorist alerts simply Bush politics? Think about it. We'll be right back. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
So by now you know that XM Satellite Radio has over 120 channels of 100% commercial-free music, plus news, sports, and talk this year. But do you know about the Delphi XM Rode 2, the smallest and lightest satellite radio ever? It even has a stock ticker that you can customize with up to 20 of your favorite stocks, and a built-in wireless audio adapter so you can easily listen to it through any car or home stereo. All for less than $130. XM Satellite Radio. Required $9.99 monthly subscription and hardware sold separately. Activation fee applies.
I was cheering when Amanda took her first steps the other day, but ever since, I've been running after her in a permanently bent over position, and now my back is really hurting.
What should you take for back pain? Truth is, doctors recommend the medicine in Advil most for back pain.
Every day she's gonna get a little faster, and I'll be right behind her. Amanda!
Your oldest has just turned driving age. Time to add him to your policy. So you get in your car, drive down to your insurance company. Hunt for a space, double park, get a parking ticket, get in a fight with the meter maid, get thrown in jail, meet a guy named Wally. Wait a minute. This is just a bad dream. You've got Geico. You don't have to drive anywhere. You can do all that car insurance stuff online. Oh, that was a close one.
Geico's customer satisfaction stands at 97%. How would you rate your car insurance company? Geico. Online at geico.com.
The peak of allergy season, ragweed.
Yeah, pollen, the best time to make them suffer.
Why take an OTC allergy medicine that stops working in 6 hours? Just one dose of once daily Allegra with dexafenidine lasts up to 4 times longer than one dose of most OTC allergy medicines. Comparison based on label directions. See our ad in Prevention Magazine. Visit Allegra.com or call 1-800-ALLEGRA. For people 12 and over, side effects alone may include headache, cold, or backache.
Allegra takes the joy out of our allergy season.
Talk to your doctor. Today, take once daily long-lasting Allegra. The relief goes on.
The folks from off zipped me into this tent filled with 10,000 hungry mosquitoes and biting flies. But they're not biting me. That's because I've got the proven DEET protection of off deep woods. Off Deep Woods is like a shield against hungry, biting mosquitoes, including those that may carry West Nile virus. For the worst bug situations, you want the best protection you can get, and you just can't beat the DEET in Off Deep Woods.
S.A. Johnson, a family company.
The ATM. Insert your card, enter your PIN number, get 420s and a handful of streptococci. Don't let germs interrupt your ATMing. Use Purell Instant Hand Sanitizer and kill 99.9% of most common germs that may make you sick. The CDC says eliminating germs on hands helps stop the spread of infection. So use the ATM, but use Purell, because you may withdraw a fistful of cold, hard E. coli. Purell, powerful protection against germs.
Bayer Advance presents today's lawn care tip. Are insects causing problems with your lawn this season? If you notice dying grass that lifts up easily, the problem may be white grubs. If you see arcs or circles of dead brown grass, you may have an infestation of armyworms. Thinning, torn up, and dried out grass could be caused by mole crickets. It's important to find the problem and treat it before it's too late. This lawn care tip was brought to you by Bayer Advance Complete Insect Killer for Soil and Turf. Bayer Advance, better thinking, better results. For more information, visit BayerAdvance.com.
The European crane fly can devastate your lawn or be no problem at all. The choice is yours. Introducing the revolutionary Bayer Advance Complete Insect Killer for Soil and Turf. Only Complete combines the power of two unique chemistries to kill insects above and below the ground, including European crane fly larvae, for up to 3 months. Finally, one product truly does it all, and nothing works better. Guaranteed. Bayer Advanced. Better thinking, better results. Available at Lowe's and other garden retailers.
It's 21 past the hour. You're listening to Air America Radio. I'm Mike Malloy. The phone number here is 866-303-2270. Right after the next break, we're going to play this sound montage for you, and I want you to hear this. All these liars in the Bush administration, that what they had to say in the lead-up to the attack on Iraq and subsequent to that attack. excuse me. Meantime, let's take a couple of calls. Teresa is calling. She's our bureau chief in Queens, Sunnyside, Queens, actually. Teresa, welcome to the program.
Hi, welcome to New York.
Hey, thanks a lot.
Good to hear your voice up here.
Yeah. It's good to know that my voice is being heard up there.
Well, now it's barely being heard. When you got on the phone, or when I got on the phone, it's less now. But anyway, so now I have a problem at 11 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
You know, I had a problem before because I have this crush on Jon Stewart, and, you know, my boyfriend or my co-vivant wants me to come to bed, but I have to stay up and watch Jon Stewart. Now I have you. Now who do I have to listen to you and watch Jon and please my boyfriend? This is going to be a hard hour.
It's called parallel processing.
Well, I'll try to handle it.
You have to handle your boyfriend, Jon Stewart, and me, and I don't know how you're going to do that, Teresa, but that's why you're a bureau chief.
That's right. So are you going to come up? Are you guys going to come up to New York for the RNC?
No, I don't think so. I need to stay as far away from Republicans as I possibly can. I know that probably Al Franken's going to go there, Jeanine will go there, maybe Randy Rhodes will go there. A lot of folks with the network are going to go, but to me, it's like going into a pit of vipers, and
right.
I'm not that brave. I'm not strong like Franken. I'm not brave like Randy Rhodes. I'm kind of like, I'll stay here in Atlanta and just report.
Well, you know, you might miss the New York City's newest purchase. I don't know if you've seen this. It was on Bart Cop.
I have not.
It was put out by New York Press. And I thought, well, I'm going to call the New York City department, the media department, just to confirm this before I say it to you on the air.
Right.
But they have purchased 4 armored, they're called Leno Bearcats. They're armored, 310 horsepower. They have these big Ram bumpers on them, a public address system, strobe lights.
Uh-huh.
And the best thing about them, you might say, is they have rotating machine gun turrets on the roof.
Oh, good. Now, this is for the protesters who might show up at the Republican National Convention.
Right? Well, they are getting them shipped in right before the convention. Isn't that great? Now, and they paid, well, here's the really good part. Now, I don't know if this is $600,000 each
or
total.
Right.
But, yeah, I called up, and they confirmed that they did indeed spend all this money. You know, when we have schools, we have teachers that need to be paid. We have firehouses closing.
Hey, it's security. Republicans have to be secure. Jesus, they're going into enemy territory, going into New York anyway, aren't they?
Yeah, well.
Well, they have to be secure. Kids going to school, people having jobs, the environment being protected. Come on, Teresa. That's not.
What was I thinking?
Yeah, that's not part of the Bush agenda. The Bush agenda is rotating machine gun turrets on top of armored vehicles that will keep protesters in line if
that's
they happen
right.
to show up.
Well, we're going to have a very exciting time up here.
I bet
you know
are.
That there's going to be a lot going on. And
I'm afraid to ask what.
Well, I believe there's going to be a lot of disobeying. I mean, you know, they're trying to put us on the West Side Highway where nobody will see us except for people stuck in traffic.
I know. What's wrong with the meadow at Central Park?
They say that we'll hurt the grass.
I see. Which is not true. The grass up there is that interwoven kind of grass that will withstand everything except maybe an armored a machine gun turret vehicle.
Right.
You know, I don't think it would withstand that. I may be wrong.
But I don't know. Which is more important, our rights or the grass? I'm not sure, right? But people are going to, you know, even if you put down your signs, wear T-shirts that say what you want to say,
mm-hmm.
and you walk wherever you want to walk. You can walk in groups of 20, 100. Or, I don't know, maybe we'll walk in groups of 1,000.
I would think that would be a good idea. Civil disobedience or... nonviolent protest is as old as this country. It's as effective as Gandhi throwing the British out of India. It is as effective as Martin Luther King Jr. Standing and lying down and having his head cracked for civil rights in this country. So it's got an old and honorable tradition. I'm sure the people of New York and all the people who are coming up there for this convention will maybe want to participate in civil disobedience. I think it has a strong American history, and I hope people do indulge in it. I certainly have.
Well, they practically leave us no choice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, we're tired of being put into pens.
And there's nothing wrong with a little tear gas, Teresa. You know,
No.
It clears
I look forward to it.
It clears the sinuses.
Pardon?
It clears the sinuses.
Oh, yes, and I do need that. You're right. Mm-hmm.
Right. Teresa, thanks for checking
okay,
in.
Okay, good
right.
to hear you.
Yeah, good to be there. You have a nice evening.
Bye.
866-303-2270 is where we are. If you'd like to join in, Art is calling from New York City. Art, welcome to the program. Hey, Art.
How's it going, Mike?
Hey, it's going pretty good. How about
First
you?
First-time caller.
Welcome aboard.
To comment very quickly on what Teresa said, I wouldn't be surprised if they did decide to go Kent State on us. I mean, there's going to be a lot of people, and you know, I just it doesn't go beyond what I think the government's capable of. Very quickly, I'd like to touch on a subject that I don't think too many people discuss. Prior to September 11th, the Justice Department and the Crisco Kid, as you like to call them,
right.
Their priorities, they haven't been much discussed in the media, the mass media, from what I can tell. From what I know, as soon as John Ashcroft was confirmed, I think one of the things that he spoke very strongly about
mm-hmm.
and decided to get into as a topic important to the Justice Department is, number one, pornography.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, pornography is a real threat to this country, absolutely.
Yeah, and number two, I believe he stated, this is a paraphrase, it's not a direct quote, I believe he said he wanted to escalate the war on drugs.
Oh, yeah, that means bust up on more 18-year-old pot smokers. God knows they need to be busted up on.
Yeah, hey, tell me about it.
Hey, listen, Art, I got a boogie. We have a break here, and I have something I have to do coming back after the break. I'm glad you found the program. I hope you're going to call again.
Definitely,
okay, pal?
No problem. Thank you.
All right, sir. Bye. Take care. All right, quick break here. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malone, Air America Radio.
go from venue to venue across the southern United States and travel in a van that ran both on biodiesel gas and also on straight French fry grease.
That's singer-songwriter Rachel Garland from Berkeley, California, singing the praises of touring on biodiesel.
Our objective was to spread the word that there are alternatives to petroleum.
Garland admits that people are overwhelmed when facing our eco problems, but grassroots education is key.
These local solutions will serve to inspire and activate us and energize us so that we can continue to spread these local solutions until they become global solutions.
Fill her up with alternative fuel online at
www.rachelgarland.com.
That's Planet Check.
Planet Check is possible thanks to Clif Bar, the energy bar made with organic ingredients by a company committed to sustaining you and the planet. More at cliffbar.com.
More and more people who are HIV positive are controlling the virus with medications and are living well. A new research study seeks to determine if certain drugs, still experimental, will improve HIV patients' immune systems enough to allow them to stop taking medication. I'm Dr. Kendall Smith, Chief of Immunology at the New York Weill Cornell Medical Center. Our six-month research study tests low-dose daily interleukin-2 and an HIV vaccine with a treatment interruption. People who are taking HIV medications have undetectable HIV in the blood and have at least 400 T cells are eligible to take part. If you or someone you know may be eligible, I urge you to call about enrolling in the research study. 1-800-822-2694 or log on to our website, HIVHCVtrials.net. The toll-free number is 1-800-822-2694, and the website is HIVHCVtrials.net.
When I saw how beautiful she was, I thought, this is just icing on the cake.
He put his things down and kissed me, and he said, not only is your heart beautiful, but you're beautiful on the outside also.
She took my breath away.
Hi, this is Dr. Neil Clark Warren, founder of eHarmony.com. Sometimes a simple love story says it all.
I have found someone to love me unconditionally.
It's emotional, spiritual, and physical.
This is the best I have felt in my life.
At eHarmony, we'd sure like to help you have that feeling of being in love with your soulmate. That's why at eHarmony, we match you on the deep dimensions of compatibility that make for relationships designed to last a lifetime.
This man is everything that I have ever dreamed of.
Let eHarmony help you find the love of your life. Log on to eHarmony and take our $40 personality profile. Yours free when you log on today. Lot of happy couples out there thanks to eHarmony.com.
The best things in life aren't always free, like free radicals that may have harmful effects on your body. That's why there's Nature's Bounty antioxidants like vitamin C and E and CoQ10 to neutralize excess free radicals and help reduce the premature aging of cells.
Now find a dollar off coupon good on any Nature's Bounty product in this Sunday's newspaper. That's a dollar off coupon in your July 25th Sunday newspaper.
The best things in life, they're from Nature's Bounty.
Nature's Bounty, a natural part of life.
Unfiltered. Coming up on the next Unfiltered, it's conservative courtship with guest host, instead of Winstead, humorist Andy Borowitz. We investigate how the conservative party is crudely courting the minority vote. Does this neocon canoodling look like the cover of a Fabio novel or the messy aftermath of a roofie rage fest? Tonight, the light of love is in their eyes, but will they love them tomorrow?
This Wednesday, Chuck D and Rachel Maddow on Air America Radio.
Oh yeah, 27 before the hour. I'm Mike Malloy. You are tuned into Air America Radio. Thanks for joining us. All right, I want you to hear this. Like I said when we started the program tonight, if there's a theme tonight, it is lies. The theme is lies and deceptions, the worst kind of lies, the ones that cause death and destruction, and the kind of lies that cause us to start doubting our own political system. The kinds of lies that destroy hope and faith and belief. In other words, the kinds of lies that have been put out there since day one by this Bush crime family. Now, what we're going to play for you here, you'll recognize some of these voices. Ari Fleischer, the former White House press secretary, Dick Cheney, George Bush, Don Rumsfeld, Colin Rice, Condoleezza Rice, and Paul Wolfowitz. I want you to listen to this. Sit back. This is what these thugs have said to the American public. Listen up.
Four years ago, UN inspectors concluded that Iraq had failed to amount for large stockpiles of chemical and biological weapons. In last month's declaration, Iraq again failed to account for those weapons.
Biological weapons, with respect to chemical weapons, we know they not only have had them, but that they've used them.
The real threat to peace is Saddam Hussein and his possession of weapons of mass destruction.
Saddam Hussein has got weapons of mass destruction. Saddam Hussein is a threat to America.
We're resting our case on the fact that Saddam Hussein has developed weapons of mass destruction, has them in his possession.
We just discovered undeclared chemical warheads in Iraq.
What happened to the 26,000 liters of anthrax? What happened to the botulin? What happened to the 1.5, 1.5 tons of VX? What happened to the sarin? Proof that he is not disarmed.
I believe Saddam Hussein is a threat to the American people. I believe he's a threat to the neighborhood in which he lives. And I've got good evidence to believe that.
The declaration that he made is proof positive that he has withheld information about his weapons of mass destruction program.
Saddam Hussein possesses some of the world's deadliest weapons.
It's because Iraq possesses weapons of mass destruction, and that is the core of the issue.
We're threatened by the spread of chemical and biological and nuclear weapons. Every free nation is a potential target.
The world is increasingly seeing this from the United States' point of view, that Saddam Hussein must disarm.
Saddam Hussein must disarm himself of all weapons of mass destruction. Saddam Hussein is not disarming.
He's not disarming.
Saddam Hussein is not disarming. He is a danger to the world.
We know what a disarmed country looks like. And Iraq doesn't look like that.
Secretary of State Powell will present information and intelligence about Iraq's legal weapons programs.
My colleagues, every statement I make today is backed up by sources, solid sources. These are not assertions. What we're giving you are facts and conclusions based on solid intelligence. There can be no doubt that Saddam Hussein has biological weapons and the capability to rapidly produce more, many more. And he has the ability to dispense these lethal poisons and diseases in ways that can cause massive death and destruction. Most of the launchers and warheads had been hidden in large groves of palm trees. This is evidence, not conjecture. This is true. This is all well documented.
Our intelligence sources tell us that he has attempted to purchase high-strength aluminum tubes suitable for nuclear weapons production.
We do have evidence that they have had a nuclear program that was robust.
Saddam Hussein is determined to get his hands on a nuclear bomb. He's made repeated covert attempts to acquire high-specification aluminum tubes.
Saddam Hussein recently sought significant quantities of uranium from Africa.
With respect to the uranium, it was the information that we had. We provided it. That information is an accurate find. We're continuing to examine this issue.
We have never rested our case on nuclear weapons programs in Iraq on this issue about some uranium from Niger.
After Secretary of State Powell's presentation to the United Nations Security Council, the world knows that Saddam Hussein has weapons of mass destruction.
Secretary Powell described to the United Nations, we have found the bio truck. That's proof perfect that the intelligence in that regard was right on target. I can't discuss all intelligence information. And of course, we've already had the successes in finding the bio trucks.
Leaving Saddam Hussein in possession of weapons of mass destruction for a few more months or years is not an option.
The United States will lead a coalition of the willing to disarm the Iraqi regime of weapons of mass destruction.
War is the only option to protect the American people in the region and the world from Saddam Hussein, who is not disarmed.
Iraq will be disarmed.
There's a smoking gun, and it involves weapons of mass destruction. They're within 15 minutes of having a nuclear weapon.
We don't know to what extent there may or may not be weapons of mass destruction used. We don't know exactly how long it would take to find weapons of mass destruction and destroy them. There's so many variables that the numbers of possible point answers create a range that simply isn't useful. It's simply not knowable.
I am pleased with the progress that we're making in the early stages of the war to rid Iraq of its weapons of mass destruction.
This is a war to go after one regime led by Saddam Hussein that possesses weapons of mass destruction that can take the lives of millions.
We've destroyed the base of a terrorist group in northern Iraq that sought to attack America and Europe with deadly poisons. 1 month ago, that country was an arsenal of weapons. Today, the world is safer. Taking every action we can to prevent the Iraqi regime from using its hidden weapons of mass destruction, to prevent the launch of missiles and chemical or biological weapons. Terrorists will no longer have a source of weapons of mass destruction in the regime that used to be in Iraq, because the regime that used to be in Iraq is no longer.
I think it is something that will be found. We've always said that we have information that they have weapons of mass destruction. What we have is intelligence about their having it. Whether it was specific location or not is often not the case.
And there is not a doubt but that we will, over a period of time, find people who can tell us where to go look for those things.
We have high confidence that Iraq did indeed have weapons of mass destruction, and nothing has changed our confidence that they will be found.
We have high confidence that they have weapons of mass destruction. That is what this war was about and is about.
It obviously is important to find them. Those capabilities, chemical and biological weapons, and it's hard to find them if they're buried under rubble. We don't know. We've got a good group of people, this interagency group, CIA, FBI, DOD, DIA, working out there, and they're collecting things, they're looking for things. You'll be told if we do find something. So, in good time.
We are not a third-rate intelligence agency. There is nothing doctored in those tapes or in anything else we presented.
I believe that the presentation made by Secretary Powell was accurate and will be proved to be accurate.
Already we are seeing important progress in Iraq.
Oil, Iraqi oil, is flowing again.
It does not relate to oil. I mean, it just plain doesn't. The vast majority of Iraq's oil fields were not burned. And the country's oil wealth has been preserved.
Well, and that entire notion is nothing but nonsense. It's the stuff of conspiracy theories, and I don't deal in that. We do indeed have concerns about a country that is awash in gas and in oil.
One of the big concerns early on was the southern oil fields. I had frequently talked about the southern oil fields, or oil fields in general, and at least in the south, they are secure. And that is positive news for all of us.
I certainly had nothing to do with providing any chemicals or biologicals or any kind of weapons to Iraq. I had nothing to do with helping Saddam Hussein and his regime against Iran.
Nonsense. It has nothing to do with oil. Literally nothing to do with oil.
Don't you just love them? I mean, it's sickening, isn't it? This gang of thugs. You know, a lot of people say, well, Malloy, you know, why you call them the Bush crime family? I mean, Jesus, these are the leaders of the free world. No, they're not. These are mass killers. These are thugs. Led by the giggling murderer himself, George W. Bush. All you have to do is listen to that. Ari Fleischer, Dick Cheney, George Bush, Donald Rumsfeld, Colin Powell, Condoleezza Rice, Wolfowitz. Man. We've had enough, haven't we? Haven't we had enough? You know, when you stop and think, and this is old ground to go over, but when you stop and think how media in this country, how the Republicans went absolutely berserk because Bill Clinton had a girlfriend.
I did not have sex with that woman, Monica Lewinsky.
They just went crazy. Put him under oath. Put him in a perjury trap. Impeach him. George W. Bush has now cost the American public 918 American young middle-aged soldiers and Marines, cost their lives. Estimates now 37,000 Iraqis. Are we impeaching him? Are we holding hearings? No, of course we're not.
I did not have sex with that woman, Monica Lewinsky.
That's a crappy impression of Bill Clinton. The point I'm trying to make is the obvious point. These people, with their friends in media, in right-wing media in this country, have done this. They have done this. What are we going to do to them on November 2nd? I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio. Stay with us.
This year, you are going to quit smoking. Whether you've said it for years or you're trying for the very first time, there's a revolutionary new system that's guaranteed to help you succeed or your money back. SmokeRx has a 95% success rate, so we guarantee that you'll be completely smoke-free and cravings-free in as little as 1 week. Unlike gums or patches, SmokeRx is a complete system that includes natural herbs to curb your cravings safely without nicotine. Best of all, SmokeRx starts to work immediately. Come on, aren't you willing to give yourself 1 week to quit? We're so confident that SmokeRx will work for you that we're giving away a free month's supply with all of today's orders. Whether you're doing it for yourself or for the ones you love, SmokeRx is the fast, guaranteed answer. In as little as 1 week, you'll kick the habit for good or your money back. Call now to receive a free month's supply with your order.
To order risk-free, call 1-800-305-2704. That's 1-800-305-2704. Call 1-800-305-2704 now.
Investors don't have to make a choice between service and low price.
Charles Schwab, founder and chairman of the Charles Schwab Corporation on low-cost investing.
It has been my pursuit since the very earliest of days to try to lower the cost of investing for every individual investor out there.
With trades as low as $9.95, Schwab's new Trades for Less has lowered the cost of online equity trades.
By driving down the cost, making it easier for people to get a variety of services, but make them a better investor, that's what this company is all about.
Schwab offers online equity trades as low as $9.95, plus advice and unparalleled service. Call 1-800-7-SCHWAB or stop by your local branch today.
$9.95 rate requires enrollment in Schwab Trader CT or at least $1 million in household assets. Other trading discounts subject to eligibility requirements. Some benefits, including advice and certain equity research, available for a fee only through one or more Schwab Personal Choice or other fee-based services. New trading commissions effective 6/21/04. Charles Schwab & Co., Inc., member SIPC and NYSE.
Having trouble sleeping? Then listen to the experts. Over 25,000 doctors, chiropractors, and sleep clinics worldwide recommend the biggest breakthrough in better sleep. The Tempur-Pedic Swedish Mattress. Call now for your free mattress sample at 1-800-611-9977. The Tempur-Pedic mattress works like no conventional mattress can. Its high-tech material contours to your body, relieving the pressure points that make you toss and turn. It erases aches and pains, even for people with back troubles. In fact, 92% of owners surveyed say their Tempur-Pedic bed is far superior to their old innerspring mattress, air, or water bed. Judge for yourself. Call 1-800-611-9977 for a free sample of the Tempur-Pedic mattress material. You'll also get a free Better Sleep video and a 90-day trial offer guarantee. Want to sleep better? Listen to the experts and call Tempur-Pedic now. 1-800-611-9977. That's 1-800-611-9977.
LendingTree.com presents How to Get Out from Under Debt. First, take an average guy.
Hello.
Then add some credit card debt, a car payment, and a student loan.
Ow.
To get out from under all this debt, get a debt consolidation loan from LendingTree.com, where banks compete and you choose the loan that's right for you. Call 1-800-555-TREE. That's 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win at LendingTree.com.
Equal housing opportunity. Some restrictions may apply. See website for details.
Welcome to What's on My Mind. First question. 1 in 3 chance you'll need it on vacation.
Duct tape? Saddle shoes? D batteries?
Actually, Imodium.
Oh, I knew that. There's a 1 in 3 chance you'll get diarrhea on foreign vacations. Imodium works often in windows.
If you know all about Imodium, why didn't you say it?
TV jitters?
This is radio.
Oh.
Until next time.
Pack Imodium AD. Pack wisely. Use only as directed. About 1 in 3 travelers to developing countries get diarrhea.
It's about 10 minutes before the hour. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio. Now, after listening to that... sound montage of all these thugs in the Bush administration, then consider this. Here's George in his own words about his advisors. You tell me if you can figure out what the hell he's saying here.
I feel very comfortable in the job because I've got great advice and advisors to whom I get good advice from great advisors to whom I listen.
Jesus. Please cue that up again, Kathy, one more time. I've got to hear that. Oh, my God. Are you ready? Okay, here's the President of the United States.
I feel very comfortable in the job because I've got great advice and advisors to whom I get good advice from great advisors to whom I listen.
Oh, my God. Now, let me ask you something, Truth Seekers. Do you feel safer with him in the White House or John Kerry?
I need great advice from my advisors, too. My turn for advice when the advisors are advising me. Because, you know, that's what the advice is all about there. It's advice and the advisors.
Chuck is calling from Portland. I guess that's Portland, Oregon. Chuck, welcome to the program. Hey, Chuck.
Hi.
Hi.
I am calling because last night you made a statement that you did not believe that... the people of Iraq and Afghanistan were capable of having a Western-style democracy, and I wanted to know why you would make such a racist statement.
Well, a racist statement? Give me a break, Chuck, for God's sake. It's a society that is tribal. I don't understand why somebody like you has the arrogance to think that respecting somebody else's thousand-year-long tradition of tribal governance should be replaced by our ideas of Western-style democratic representative government. They have a system of government in these countries that has worked quite effectively for centuries. And then we have arrogant white people, like apparently you are, Chuck, coming around saying, well, we're going to overthrow your government and give you democracy. So let's be careful who you're calling a racist, okay, pal?
What about Turkey?
What about Turkey?
Turkey is a Muslim nation.
No, look, you asked me a question. No, hey, yo, Chuck, you asked me a question about Afghanistan and Iraq, and I just answered you. So don't do that right wing jive turkey nonsense where you throw in a red herring, okay? The question's answered. Thanks, Chuck. Hope you enjoyed the program. Racist statement? The arrogance of some people who say, well, you know, you have a tribal form of government. But our form is better. That's what Bush said. What's next, Chuck? Your religion sucks? Islam sucks. We're going to give you Christianity. That's what the Bush administration is doing. That's what Ashcroft is doing. It's a gutter religion. It makes no sense, Islam. So we're going to give you Christianity. The hell you are. And the proof of the hell you are lies with the fact that we're approaching 1,000 Americans dead in Iraq and Afghanistan, and God or Allah only knows, or Yahweh, how many Afghans and Iraqis are dead. Don't come to this program with your racism, your cultural imperialism. I don't like it. John is calling from California. John, welcome to the program. Yo, John.
Hello.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm glad you're back on the air, man. It's great to hear your voice.
Yeah, good to be here.
Hey, is this the first time you've been nationally syndicated? I know you're broadcast on.
Yes,
on the
right, right. Yes, this is the first time. What's up? What's up, John? Talk to me.
Oh, not much. Hey, I was just watching that. Have you ever seen that Oliver Stone movie, that Nixon movie?
Yes, I have.
Pretty good movie, actually. But anyway, I just kind of reminiscing and thinking, dang, this is a Nixon is like a liberal, you know, nowadays comparatively, right?
Well, a lot of the programs that came into being during the Nixon years were very socially liberal. Nixon may have been a megalomaniac. Nixon may have been out of control, but he was captured by his Quaker backgrounds and his mom and the fact that he couldn't be the equivalent of a Bush psychopath. So even though Nixon was a megalomaniac, even though Nixon was a drunk, even though Nixon didn't trust anybody, there was some legislation that came during the Nixon years that I think was fairly progressive. Yes.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, in some ways, some of his environmental policies were more liberal than Clinton's, even really.
You're absolutely
times,
right.
I guess,
you're absolutely right.
Hey, good to hear you back anyway. I got to go.
Thanks, John. Appreciate you checking in. You have a nice evening. Bruce is calling from Florida. Bruce, welcome to the program.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great. How about you?
Well, I'd just like to say welcome to AA.
Thank you.
And I'm just really angry about all these just polite Democrats on television who just roll over every time they get attacked by these talking points from the Republicans. I was hoping that, you know, you could kind of spread the word to all the people at AA, Air America, to put some pressure on the DNC to come up with some talking points of our own. It's getting kind of late in the game to be just waiting to be bitten on the neck every day and not hammering back.
I absolutely agree with you, Bruce, but I don't think hammering on Terry McAuliffe or the National Democrats is going to be effective. I think they are going to continue.
Well, they will continue, but that's the point. The only way to get them to shut up, because when you watch these programs, all you hear is this right-wing garbage being spewed out and, you know, in effect, being the polite debater is going to really kill us.
Well, that's where guys like you, Bruce, and I, and him, and her, and other people, that's where we come in. You can't count on media. The only network you can count on, radio or television, is this one. You cannot count on media. You cannot count on the Democratic National Committee. What it's going to take is to let Kerry be Kerry. Let John Kerry be John Kerry. And you and I, in one form or another, get out on the street. If I can do it on the radio, good for me. If you can do it, where do you live, in Tallahassee?
Vero. I'm volunteering at the Democratic headquarters in my area.
Well, there you go. There you go. You're doing your bit. I'm doing mine. Other people will do theirs. And in the meantime, let John Kerry take the high road. You and I can get down in the muck with these bastards. Excuse me. We can get down in the muck.
In the theme of your show, I got a big lie for you.
Oh, yeah?
I say that Bush is running up deficits purposely. And
The
deficit of $450 billion?
Yeah,
where it's actually $650 billion because he uses the Social Security surplus to pay down.
Bruce, we got a break.
Yeah.
I understand what you're saying. It's the same thing Reagan did, but we're going to stop him on November 2nd. All right, we got a break here. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
Okay.
I wish you a happy lunch.
My baloney has a first name. It's O-S-C-A-R.
My baloney has a second name.
It's M-A-Y-E-R.
Oh, I love to eat it every day.
And if you ask me what I'll say,
the Dutch grammar has a way with B-O-L-O-G-N-A.
Oscar Mayer Original Bologna has quality meat, no fillers. For bologna you feel good about, you can count on Oscar.
The Radio Shack Dictionary of Gizmos. Today's definition, the long life doodad, as described by Vanessa Williams.
It's the gizmo that can keep your smoke alarms working longer. Because climbing up to replace those things isn't exactly fun.
Join Radio Shack when you ask for
those long life doodads.
We'll show you our lithium 9-volt smoke alarm battery. And you'll get peace of mind knowing it'll last up to 10 years. So come in for easy answers to all your electronic accessory needs.
I'll take a long life doodad over a short life doodad every time.
Radio Shack. You've got questions, we've got answers.
You're listening to 1190 WLIB New York, the home of Air America Radio.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. I feel safer now, said Arturo Ramirez. He's a maintenance worker at Citigroup in New York City, and he said, now that these buildings have been named in the media and all the police are here, who's going to try anything? I feel safer now than I did before. Financial industry workers went back to work today following a government warning yesterday that terrorists might be planning to strike what they called iconic financial institutions. None of the targeted businesses reported any unusual number of absentees. Many of the people working in the buildings, when asked about their feelings regarding the terror threat, just shrugged their shoulders. In Washington, employees at the World Bank and the IMF, many of whom came from all over the world, took the threat in stride. Said one worker, I didn't give a second thought about coming to work this morning. Look around, it's completely normal, except for all the TV cameras. New warnings about possible terror attacks on Manhattan financial institutions will not affect security for the upcoming Republican National Convention, a spokesman for the NYPD saying it's not going to require any significant shift in security. None of the recent intelligence involved any specific threats to the Republican Convention, which is in New York from August 30th to September 2nd. Up to 10,000 police officers expected to patrol around Madison Square Garden, a restricted area around the arena to be controlled by checkpoints. Cars entering, including those carrying delegates, will be screened for explosives. The NYPD says they're so confident in their security plan, they've refused offers by New York State to add National Guard forces and state police for the event. Concerned that the terrorists might now switch targets because of stepped-up security in New York and New Jersey, officials in Connecticut expressed their concern today. Officials briefing financial service companies about homeland security preparations, a new Governor Jody Rell held a news conference with CEOs, senior executives, and security officials with some large companies. She said, Connecticut cannot and will not let our guard down. This is a time for increased vigilance. It's our responsibility to the people of Connecticut to take every precaution necessary. There have not been any threats made to financial institutions in the state of Connecticut. President Bush endorsing the 9/11 Commission call for a new intelligence czar, and he's urging Congress to pass the bill by September. Bush also endorsed the call for a new National Counterterrorist Center, the director to be appointed by the president, subject to Senate confirmation. However, the Post and the Counterterrorist Center, Mr. Bush says, will not be in the White House. That idea raised concerns, they said, about privacy and independence. Meantime, Bush rejecting Democratic charges that he's been slow on intelligence reform. He told reporters he's taken lots of steps since 9/11 to make America safer. John Kerry is suggesting that Bush call Congress back into session to pass the 9/11 Commission recommendations. This is Air America Radio.
Hey, okay, keep your eyes on the road. Don't look around. Just listen. It's me, the new Ford Focus. I see what you're driving there, and I gotta tell you, you deserve better. You deserve more power. I'm talking the kind of power that throws you back in your seat. Hmm? You deserve better handling, like the European-inspired suspension that sticks to the road like duct tape. That's what I'm talking about. So, how do you get everything you deserve? Drive me, the new Ford Focus.
More power, enhanced European suspension, Consumer Guide's Best Buy 4 years in a row. The new Ford Focus. It begs to be driven.
Honey, come on. Time to get up.
What?
People will be here soon.
Oh, all right. I'm going to take a shower. Who are you?
Hi. We're here for the open house. The sign says for sale by owner. That is you, right? Nice sink.
Thank you.
Not working with a Century 21 agent?
Only Century 21 agents offer the Century 21 Service Pledge. Just one of the ways to help reduce the stress of selling real estate. Century21.com. Real estate for your world.
The Century 21 Pledge is offered by participating offices. Each office is independently owned and operated.
Hey, Steve?
Yeah?
I'm taking Nicorette like you said, but right now, I really need a cigarette. And according to my schedule, I'm not supposed to take another piece for 2 hours. So, what should I do? And don't tell me to tough it out, because it's not going to be pretty.
Take an extra piece?
Good idea.
When a really tough craving hits, just take an extra piece of Nicorette. As soon as you bite down, it delivers the medicine you need. Nicorette helps you quit one craving at a time. Use as directed. Follow dosing schedule. Individual results may vary. Support program can improve success rate.
When I saw how beautiful she was, I thought, this is just icing on the cake.
He put his things down and kissed me, and he said, not only is your heart beautiful, but you're beautiful on the outside also.
She took my breath away.
Hi, this is Dr. Neil Clark Warren, founder of eHarmony.com. Sometimes a simple love story says it all.
I have found someone to love me unconditionally.
It's emotional, spiritual, and physical.
This is the best I have felt in my life.
At eHarmony, we'd sure like to help you have that feeling of being in love with your soulmate. That's why at eHarmony, we match you on the deep dimensions of compatibility that make for relationships designed to last a lifetime.
This man is everything that I have ever dreamed of.
Let eHarmony help you find the love of your life. Log on to eHarmony and take our $40 personality profile. Yours free when you log on today. Lot of happy couples out there thanks to eHarmony.com.
Listen to Air America Radio whenever and wherever you want. We're available 24/7 on the internet. Just hit our website, www.airamericaradio.com. All you need to do is complete a quick online registration. Once that's done, you're ready to take us live. Air America uses the Real One Player for our streaming. www.airamericaradio.com. Streaming now, live, 24/7. www.airamericaradio.com.
Welcome back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio. Thank you very much for joining us as we start the second hour of the program here. Got an email from Jeff in New York. We try to share some of the emails we get on the program here over the air. Last night we were just literally overwhelmed, but as this program develops, we'll try to, when you email me, I sometimes try to write back or print it off real quick and share it over the air. So, all right. Jeff in New York sent this in. Hello, Mike. Great show. To that caller who red herringed you with Turkey, I have two words. Kemal Ataturk. Let Iraq or Afghanistan organically produce an Ataturk from their midst, and then maybe a homegrown form of democracy can take roots. Even in Turkey these days, there's now some risk of sliding back toward an Islamic Republic. Ataturk must be spinning in his grave. Jeff in New York. Thanks, Jeff. Now, if you want to send an email during the program, mike@mikemalloy.com. All right? Got an email from our Brooklyn bureau chief. She wants to hear little sound clip that we have saved. It's one of our favorites. This is Too Stupid to Be President trying to sort out what was just said in the earpiece in his ear, where Condoleezza Rice or somebody is whispering to him. You tell me what he's saying here.
A peace, free, and secure Iraq in the midst of the Middle East will have enormous historical impact.
A peace, free, and do it again, Kathy. Do it again. Here he is. Here's the President of the United States, ladies and gentlemen.
A peace, free, and secure Iraq in the midst of the Middle East will have enormous historical impact.
Yeah, I bet it will. I bet it really will, George. A peace, free, and... Oh, God. Oh, God. we're at 866-303-1250. 800-522-2270. Bruce is calling from Florida. Bruce, welcome to the program. Oh, wait a minute. Were we talking to you before the break? No, this is different,
Bruce. Yeah, I'll make a quick point, and then I'll let you get to somebody else. I think that the reason that Bush is going to run these deficits from now until ever is so that he can make Social Security and Medicaid and Medicare so expensive that the American people will beg for privatization.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point. All right.
And, you know, by all means, vote for the dumb guy. What a great way to show the world what happens when you let ignorant people vote.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. All right. Thanks, Bruce. I appreciate you checking in again. Robert is calling from New Orleans. I believe Robert's our New Orleans bureau chief, right? Hey, Robert.
Hey, Mike, I sure am your bureau chief. And, you know, as a bureau chief, I have to have breaking news with inside information. And so it's just been reported to me by an inside secret source at the White House that Republicans are lying, filthy, no good, flying monkeys.
Yeah,
well, maybe that's not breaking news.
Somebody reported that to you? No, that's old news, but thanks anyway. Nice try.
But seriously, you know, I was thinking about this intelligence czar that – first of all, won't be in the White House, won't be a cabinet-level person. So he is actually going to be below, by not being a cabinet-level person, the very agencies he or she is supposed to be overseeing.
Right.
How is that supposed to be successful, Mike?
Well, it's not. Nothing that the Bush crime family does is designed to be successful except one thing, and that's digging their hands into the pockets of the pocketbooks of normal Americans and exploiting the resources of foreign countries. That's all these thugs are interested in. As far as a so-called intelligence czar, yeah, yawn, yawn, and more yawn.
Well, you know, I think that what they are doing is designing a failed system intentionally so that we will continue to have terrorism, so that way they can continue to scare us out of our civil liberties, and so that way they can continue to spend our money on wars all across the globe for imperial purposes and to aid the Carlyle groups and the Halliburtons of the world to help out the Dick Cheneys of the world.
Well, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. Robert, thanks for checking in. Robert's gone. Zang. Look, the Office of Homeland Security is not what the name sounds like. This is Orwellian newspeak. This is something that Winston Smith, when he worked in the Ministry of Truth, would come up with. Oh, let's come up with something here called Office of Homeland Security. First of all, keep in mind that Too Stupid to Be President objected to the formation of this to begin with. But now that it's there, it is effectively nothing. It is a political arm of the Bush reelection campaign. That's all it is. If anybody in the Bush crime family were truly interested in securing targets in this country, in making at least an effort to protect the American public from acts of terrorism, then nuclear power plants would have protection. There would be inspectors at every single port of entry, every single cargo ship before it offloaded would be inspected. Every shipping container would be looked inside. The borders would not, I'm not talking about closed borders. I'm not talking about rounding up 10,000 Americans or foreign residents with Arabic surnames and putting them in detention. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the honest to God. What about the chemical dumps? What about the nuclear power plants? What about the coal-fired plants? What about the ports? What about the borders? What about the airports? These people are not interested in Homeland Security. The Office of Homeland Security is a political arm of Karl Rove's Bush campaign reelection. That's all. That's what it's used for. Pay attention. Listen. Watch when these announcements come out. Both the New York Times and the Washington Post and Capitol Hill Blue reporting today that the information that apparently members of the Bush administration sweat bullets over, oh, my God, what do we do with this? Last week, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, turns out that it wasn't sweating bullets over releasing the information about raising the threat level from yellow to orange over a few days last week. This is something that was planned months ago. Wait until after the Democratic convention, you know, when Kerry gets the bounce and everybody's talking about, you know, the speakers at the Democratic convention. And, you know, a few people might have watched on C-SPAN. A few people might have listened to NPR. Thank God our buddies at ABC, CBS, and NBC and our friends at Fox News and CNN and MSNBC made sure that the coverage sucked and whatever coverage they gave was backed immediately by Republican operatives criticizing what was being said. But let's have this plan in advance. This one here, where all of a sudden, well, let's wait a week. Well, I don't know. I want to wait a week? Well, okay, a few days after the Democratic convention. And then let's tell the people in New York and New Jersey and Washington and where else? Connecticut? No, screw Connecticut. How about Miami? No. Can't piss off the Cubans down there. They all vote Republican. All right, where are we going to? Where at? How about L.A.? No, stay out of L.A. Schwarzenegger's got that nailed down. Okay, where? Let's have the plan ready to go. Terrorism! They're coming! My God, we found this computer disk! Floor plans! Diagrams! Schedules, traffic flows, palm trees. No, wait a minute. That was Colin Powell. Then we unleash it. You know, let them know. Hey, here we go. Bombs coming. Here they come. Have I mentioned yet tonight how much I hate these people? My God. Don is calling from Atlanta. Don, welcome to the program. Yo, Don.
Nice to hear your voice.
Yeah, nice to hear yours.
I'm concerned about October surprises, Mike.
Yeah, we get one of those every week from this gang.
Yeah, well, the problem that I have is that was a wonderful tape you played about weapons of mass destruction, but I've got a few comments on that.
Sure, go ahead.
The October surprise I'm afraid of is that suddenly they're going to find some weapons of mass destruction or some supposed weapons of mass destruction, and I think that the debate really should be around, well, what is a weapon of mass destruction?
Hey, listen, Don, can I get you to hold on?
Yeah.
All right, let me put you on hold for a second. We'll come back in a minute because we have to take a break here. You're listening to Air America Radio Network. I'm Mike Malloy. Stay with us.
Okay, keep your eyes on the road. Don't look around. Just listen. It's me, the new Ford Focus. I see what you're driving there, and I gotta tell you, you deserve better. You deserve more power. I'm talking the kind of power that throws you back in your seat. You deserve better handling, like the European-inspired suspension that sticks to the road like duct tape. That's what I'm talking about. So, how do you get everything you deserve? Drive me, the new Ford Focus.
More power, enhanced European suspension, Consumer Guide's Best Buy 4 years in a row. The new Ford Focus. It begs to be driven.
Ready for a regime change? Well, we've got the website you've been seeking. SeeYaGeorge.com. SeeYaGeorge.com is the original Texas-based anti-Bush political store that offers scandalous, stimulating sentiments about our country's commander-in-chief. Visit SeeYaGeorge.com where you'll find outrageous t-shirts as low as $8.95, irreverent bumper stickers as low as 99 cents, plus buttons, magnets, and much, much more, including our newest edition, the W Pinata. SeeYaGeorge.com has been spotlighted on USA Today, The New York Times, The Randy Rhodes Show, Howard Stern, CBS, NBC, ABC, and believe it or not, Fox. Don't have a computer? Order our delightful digs by phone, toll-free at 866-332-9833. That's 866-332-9833. SeeYaGeorge.com. Where the left has never been so right.
Need cash fast? Call Fast Cash Loans by phone. You can get a paycheck cash advance up to $500 deposited straight into your checking account. Call 1-800-279-3114. Even if you have poor credit or no credit, you can get fast cash. Every day, fast cash helps thousands of Americans make ends meet. So if you need cash, don't sweat it. Call Fast Cash now at 1-800-279-3114. When you call, you can get a fast cash application sent to you within seconds. The money you need is deposited straight into your checking account. There's no embarrassing trip to a loan store, no more borrowing money from your family.
So if you need cash fast for any purpose, call 1-800-279-3114. You can get up to $500 deposited straight into your checking account. It's quick and easy to apply. And you can have the money you need within 24 hours. So call Fast Cash now. 1-800-279-3114. That's 1-800-279-3114.
Your oldest has just turned driving age. Time to add him to your policy. So you get in your car, drive down to your insurance company. Hunt for a space, double park, get a parking ticket, get in a fight with the meter maid, get thrown in jail, meet a guy named Wally. Wait a minute. This is just a bad dream. You've got GEICO. You don't have to drive anywhere. You can do all that car insurance stuff online. Oh, that was a close one.
GEICO's customer satisfaction stands at 97%. How would you rate your car insurance company? GEICO. Online at geico.com.
The peak of allergy season, ragweed.
Yeah, pollen, the best time to make them suffer.
Why take an OTC allergy medicine that stops working in 6 hours? Just one dose of once daily Allegra with fexofenadine lasts up to 4 times longer than one dose of most OTC allergy medicines. Comparison based on label directions. See our ad in Prevention Magazine. Visit Allegra.com or call 1-800-ALLEGRA. For people 12 and over, side effects alone may include headache, cold, or backache.
Allegra takes the joy out of our allergy season.
Talk to your doctor. Today, take once daily long-lasting Allegra. The relief goes on.
The folks from off zipped me into this tent filled with 10,000 hungry mosquitoes and biting flies. But they're not biting me. That's because I've got the proven DEET protection of Off Deep Woods. Off Deep Woods is like a shield against hungry, biting mosquitoes, including those that may carry West Nile virus. For the worst bug situations, you want the best protection you can get, and you just can't beat the DEET in Off Deep Woods.
S.A. Johnson, a family company.
The ATM. Insert your card, enter your PIN number, get 420s and a handful of streptococci. Don't let germs interrupt your ATMing. Use Purell Instant Hand Sanitizer and kill 99.9% of most common germs that may make you sick. The CDC says eliminating germs on hands helps stop the spread of infection. So use the ATM, but use Purell because you may withdraw a fistful of cold, hard E. coli. Purell, powerful protection against germs.
Welcome back. It's about 21 past the hour. You're listening to Air America Radio. I'm Mike Malloy. Back to Don in Atlanta. Don, thanks for holding on.
Where were you? What I was saying about weapons of mass destruction is we have to be careful about what is a weapon of mass destruction.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care if Iraq had 2 tons of anthrax. Unless it's weaponized and there's a means of delivery, it's not a weapon of mass destruction. It's a weapon for the Bush administration to use as a weapon of fear. But we went through anthrax attacks, and people died, and it was terrible, but it's not mass destruction. The subway system of Tokyo was attacked by sarin nerve gas. Supposedly one drop can kill 20,000 people. Well, 11 people died, and that was terrible, but that's not a weapon of mass destruction. Now, I'm concerned that in October they'll come up with some weapons of mass destruction, or what they call weapons of mass destruction, just to say they were vindicated in the war. But the reality is, they went to war without an exit strategy because they don't want to ever leave.
Right.
Their plan is to have a base as big as Ramstein smack in the middle of Iraq because ever since the fall of the Shah, they've wanted a permanent presence in the Mideast. So it turns into that and oil, and they think they can spread democracy around the Middle East, and it's not going to happen.
Yeah, well,
they wouldn't put it past these guys to do anything, including suspending elections in November if there is another attack.
Yeah, the lie, and remember, if we have a theme tonight, it's lies and deceptions. The lie about bringing democracy to Iraq, which is what the Bush crime family finally fell back on when every other justification for the war turned out to be an absolute lie. The idea of bringing democracy to Iraq was a lie. What they're interested in, as you pointed out, is having a base there, a base in Kazakhstan, a base in every one of the stands. Afghanistan, Kyrgyzstan, all of those stands, all of those countries, those tribal countries, those mountainous countries that surround those huge reserves of natural gas and oil in the Caspian Sea area. This has about as much to do with democracy as a fish riding a bicycle. It has nothing to do with democracy. It has nothing to do with weapons of mass destruction. It has nothing to do with Saddam being a threat to his neighbors.
And we can't believe anything they end up telling us at this point because, you know, how am I supposed to know that Osama bin Laden is really behind all the terror attacks?
Yeah.
It's only because they tell us. And you're telling me the entire weight of the United States can't capture him? I wonder, do we really want to capture him?
Yeah.
When we got him out of Tora Bora and let him through the borders of Pakistan, the poorest borders of Pakistan, with people we know would let him through, how hard is it to find a 6'6" guy with a portable dialysis machine?
I know. Well, don't forget the blueprint that some of these thugs use in the Bush crime family is the novel 1984. And remember the evil Goldstein in 1984 that they could never capture, they could never find, but the evil Goldstein kept manipulating Eurasia against East Asia against, what was the other one, Kathy? Eurasia, East Asia, and Oceania. The evil Goldstein, he was all over. His thumbprints were here and there. There he is. No, he's ducking behind that. Blah, blah, blah. Same thing here, only instead of Goldstein, it's Osama bin Laden.
Well, we need an enterprising individual to rewrite 1984 as a nonfiction book titled 2004 and show exactly what's going on. And by the way, how do I become a bureau chief?
There is a vetting process. Have you ever been arrested?
No. Not that I'll admit to.
Are you now, or have you ever been a member of the Communist Party?
No, I haven't.
Have you ever contributed to any liberal organizations?
Well, I did New Republic magazine.
Oh, my God! No, I'm just kidding you, Don. Send me an email, and maybe we can work something out. Thanks for checking in, pal. I appreciate hearing from you. Have a nice evening.
Thank you, Mike. Bye.
Don was getting, I wanted to say that what he's pointing out is the reliance of this administration, as corrupt and degenerate as it is, the Bush administration, they rely on two things. First of all, the basic fact that most of us Americans are ignorant. I'm sorry, we are. Okay? And I really mean I'm sorry. I'm sorry that we in this society are so politically ignorant. And I do believe it's not because we're dumb people. I believe it's because our schools decided not to teach American history and government anymore, and I think it's because of this horrendous media that we have now. And I'm talking mostly about television and talk radio. I think newspapers, for the most part, still do a good job. Thank God for the Internet. Thank God for Air America. Thank God for Bart Cop. Thank God for Buzzflash. Thank God for Democratic Underground. All these websites. Thank God for the Daily Howler. I can just go on and on. Truthout.org. What else, Kathy? The websites that I go to all the time for information. So the ignorance has been perpetrated on the American public by the lack of teaching in our educational system. I'm talking about primary and secondary education, teaching American history and government. If you're over a certain age like I am, way over a certain age, you were taught this in school. And then the failure of media in this country. I could just... When I watched some of the coverage of the Democratic Convention that was not C-SPAN and was not the coverage provided by Air America Radio, when I watched CNN or MSNBC, and God help me, a couple of times I switched over to Fox because I was getting sleepy and, you know, I'm kicking back. I had a couple of Jack Blacks and Coke and you know, I'm sitting back going, oh, well, I don't know. So I switched to Fox and go, ah, you sons of bitches, you know, that sort of thing. Really got the adrenaline pumping. But when you see what they have done and what they continue to do to keep America in this state of political ignorance, that's one thing the Bush crime family uses. The other thing is fear. Irrational, paranoid fear. But it's like the fear that was instilled in the villagers by the boy who was supposed to be out watching the sheep. And he got bored, didn't he? And he would cry, wolf, wolf, wolf. The villagers would come running with their pitchforks and sticks and clubs to kill the wolf. Wolf! No wolf there. Finally, when the wolf came, the villagers didn't. That's George Bush. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
Climbs International is the world's first and main organization dedicated to recreational tree climbing. Climbing trees for fun.
That's Peter Jenkins, president and founder of Tree Climbers International.
This is using techniques taken from the arboriculture profession, meaning the tree surgeon profession. And that is what I am. I'm a certified arborist.
This is not freestyle climbing.
Well, the experience is climbing a tree, preferably a larger tree with a rope and a harness.
Jenkins gets to the root of tree climbing.
Adventure, it's communion with nature, it's excitement, it's heights, it's risk, but it's controlled risk because you're climbing with the rope.
They also do treetop camping.
That's probably the most fascinating and deep experience, and that's spending the night in a specialized hammock up in the treetops.
Branch out and learn more at
treeclimbing.com.
That's Planet Check.
Planet Check is possible thanks to Cliff Bar, the energy bar made with organic ingredients by a company committed to sustaining you and the planet. More at cliffbar.com.
Do your part to help the economy of Air America Radio. Log on to airamericaradio.com for t-shirts, hats, coffee mugs, tote bags, and more. Just click on our Get the Gear banner and spend, spend, spend!
Do you have an Air America Radio dog shirt?
Yes, we do have a dog shirt, but be careful how you say dog shirt. The FCC is listening.
Air America dog shirts. I really stepped in it now.
Air America Radio gear. Wear the air.
Bayer Advanced presents today's lawn care tip. Are insects causing problems with your lawn this season? If you notice dying grass that lifts up easily, the problem may be white grubs. If you see arcs or circles of dead brown grass, you may have an infestation of armyworms. Thinning, torn up, and dried out grass could be caused by mole crickets. It's important to find the problem and treat it before it's too late. This lawn care tip was brought to you by Bayer Advanced Complete Insect Killer for Soil and Turf. Bayer Advanced. Better thinking, better results. For more information, visit BayerAdvanced.com.
The European crane fly can devastate your lawn or be no problem at all. The choice is yours. Introducing the revolutionary Bayer Advanced Complete Insect Killer for Soil and Turf. Only Complete combines the power of two unique chemistries to kill insects above and below the ground, including European crane fly larvae, for up to 3 months. Finally, one product truly does it all, and nothing works better, guaranteed. Bayer Advanced. Better thinking, better results. Available at Lowe's and other garden retailers.
Charts and graphs, love making charts and graphs.
No afternoon slump here.
Pie charts, flow charts, bar graphs too. Hey, it's only 5 after 2. Huh, that rhymes.
Thanks to the doldrum-fighting Harvest Bar. Real fruit and healthy energy from whole grains, fiber, protein, and vitamins in 10 tempting flavors like rich toffee chocolate chip and pleasing strawberry.
Cover sheet. Turn it upside down. Dial the number. Press send. Facts, facts.
Harvest Bar from Power Bar. Skip the slump. Be great.
I was scared to death signing a lease, I'll tell you that.
Who's going to help us do this? Realtor. It's like we have to have a trained professional that's going to go out and look for exactly what we want.
Whether you pay utilities or whether you don't.
If I were looking for another property, I wouldn't do it without a commercial realtor. I don't have the expertise.
When you're ready to lease or buy a commercial property, ask your agent if they're a realtor, a member of the National Association of Realtors.
I could just turn it over to her and that it would be done and be done correctly.
A message from your local, state, and national realtor associations.
Air America's Morning Sedition.
I'm Mark Maron on Wednesday's Morning Sedition. We'll study the startling inconsistency of our commander-in-chief.
We are a nation in danger. The American people are safer.
Such utter stupidity can only mean one thing, a trip to the front lines of the war on brains. It's our weekly visit from veteran reporter Mort Milpington, who tells us how the fight against Bush's ignorance is going. Plus, my dream diary and more on Wednesday's Morning Sedition.
Malloy here on Air America Radio. The phone number. Dear God, I haven't been giving the phone number. That is a major faux pas in talk radio. The phone number is 866-303-2270. 866-303-2270. Just reading some of the emails y'all are sending in regarding some of the stuff we're doing here. Thanks. I really do appreciate it. It's good to hear from everybody. Old listeners, new listeners. The fear and the ignorance, that's what we were talking about right before the break, that the Bush crime family relies on for its very existence. But I think they're in for a surprise. While we may be, in a very broad sense, a politically ignorant people, ignorance is correctable. I don't think stupidity is. That's why the Bush crime family would never succeed. If they were in office for the next 50 years, they would know, oh, God, did I just say that? Ignorance can be cured, but they rely on our political ignorance. Ignorance has been fostered upon us by a lack of teaching the right courses on American history, American government, political science in the primary and secondary. And yes, primary. I'm talking about 7th, 8th, 9th grade, secondary school, high school. And then the fear. And the fear is what these people most indulge themselves in. I know it's a poorly constructed sentence. This is what they most indulge themselves in, and then pass it, spoon-feed it to the American public through this warped right-wing media. Yeah, I already have said tonight how much I hate these people. Oh, never mind. Rick is calling from Los Angeles. Rick, welcome to the program.
How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. Great. This is the second time I've heard you. The first time was actually last night. And I'm just really impressed. I think you're doing a great job, and you're a great asset to Air America Radio.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. It's very kind of you to say that.
No problem. I thought that what you said in the beginning was very important about, you know, conservatives. Why do conservatives hate America?
Yeah.
Is the question. And I thought it was important to get specific, because I think conservatives, by and large, are not specifically, like, quote-unquote evil people. I think the people that we're talking about are what are called neoconservatives, or in Europe they're called neoliberals, where there's a direct connection between their business ties and their economic their business and the political machine that helps funnel money into that business.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of people don't understand that what this is all about is not, you know, is not anything other than money. It is to get as much money into the coffers of that top 1% as possible.
Would you say, in addition to money, there is an almost lustful pursuing of power here,
mm-hmm,
by these neocons that is flavored with religious extremism to the same extent that Bush's doppelganger, Osama bin Laden, is fueled by religious fanaticism? I don't think the media will not focus on this as much as necessary. These people who run this country now, for the most part, the ones who are in real positions of power, I don't think Colin Powell is a religious fanatic. I don't think Spencer Abraham is a religious fanatic. But there are members of the Bush administration, the Bush crime family, in positions of key power who are truly, including George Bush, religious fanatics. They happen to be Christian religious fanatics, but they are fanatics nonetheless. And this country is, this planet, historically, is knee-deep in blood that has been shed because of the policies of religious fanatics. I don't care what religion. I don't care if it's a Hinduism, Christianity, Islam, Judaism. It doesn't make any difference. Religious fanaticism equals death.
Yeah, I tend to agree with you, but I also think that if W had to make the choice between giving up his religion or giving up his financial status, he would be bowing to Mecca five times a day.
You may be right. But, I've maintained many times on the program I've done over the years that true conservatives, I do not have a problem with true conservatives. And I don't think true conservatives have a problem with me, a true liberal. We put our ideas out there. We debate our ideas. Let's see which idea takes hold, which idea does the American public subscribe to in this generation. These people are not conservatives, though. The Bush crime family, these are the neocons, as you pointed out. These are the neoconservatives. These are the proto, or not the proto, but the crypto-Nazis. Crypto-fascists. Nazi is a bad term. Crypto-fascists. These are people who truly believe in definitive fascism. And definitive fascism, if you remember in your reading, Mussolini said, why do we call it a fascism? Why don't we call it what it is, corporatism? Mm-hmm. And that's what these people are involved in. So it's scary stuff. But I hear what you're saying. Rick, thanks a lot for checking in, pal. I appreciate it. All right, you have a nice evening. Who sent this to me? Bob. You want to hear this real quick? Have we got time? I think I got time to do this. Bob sent this to me. A day in the life of Joe Republican. This is kind of like something that I've talked about on the program before, on the program I've done before, but listen to some of this. Now, this is idealistic. A lot of what Bob sent me here is not exactly true. It's kind of idealistic, but you'll get his point. This is titled A Day in the Life of Joe Republican. Joe gets up at 6 a.m. to prepare his morning coffee. He fills his pot full of good, clean drinking water because some liberal fought for minimum water quality standards. He takes his daily medication, Joe does. With his first swallow of coffee, his medications are safe to take because some liberal fought to ensure their safety and that they'll work as advertised. All but $10 of his medications are paid for by his employer's medical plan because some liberal union workers fought their employers for paid medical insurance. Now Joe gets it too because his employer needs to offer competitive benefits to hire the best people. See, not all of it's true, but you get the idea. Joe prepares his morning breakfast, bacon and eggs this day. Joe's bacon is safe to eat because some liberal fought for laws to regulate the meat packing industry. That overlooks the fact that bacon is full of nitrites. But you get the idea, right? Okay. Joe takes his morning shower, reaching for his shampoo. His bottle is properly labeled with every ingredient and the amount of its contents because some liberal fought for his right to know what he was putting on his body and what it contained. Joe dresses, walks outside, and takes a deep breath. The air he breathes is clean. Well, he damn sure doesn't live in Atlanta. Because some tree-hugging liberal fought for laws to stop industries from polluting our air. Joe drives to work in one of the safest cars in the world because some liberal fought to raise safety standards and emission controls. Joe begins his work day. He has a good job with good pay, medical benefits, retirement, paid holidays, and vacation because some liberal union members fought and died for these working standards. Joe's employer pays these standards because Joe's employer doesn't want his employees to call the union. If Joe is hurt on the job or becomes unemployed, he'll get a worker compensation or an employment check because some liberal didn't think he should lose his home because of temporary misfortune. Now, in that last paragraph, you see where a lot of that is fading, right? But the idea that these programs, these guarantees, these safeguards, this safety net, this respect for individual humanity was put in place by conservatives? Hell no. It's noon time. Joe needs to make a bank deposit so he can pay some bills. Joe's deposit is federally insured by the FSLIC up to $100,000 because some liberal wanted to protect Joe's money from greedy, unscrupulous bankers like the ones who ruined the banking system before the Depression. You know, how about the ones who ruined it after, like Neil Bush? Oh, well, that's a different story. And it goes on. Joe is happy to see his dad, who's now retired. His dad lives on Social Security and his union pension because some liberal made sure he could take care of himself so Joe wouldn't have to. After his visit with dad, he gets in his car for the ride home. He turns on a radio talk show. The host keeps saying that liberals are bad, conservatives good. He doesn't tell Joe that his beloved Republicans have fought against every protection and every benefit that Joe enjoys throughout the day. Joe agrees with the radio talk show host. We don't need those big government liberals ruining our lives. After all, I'm a self-made man. And I believe everyone should take care of themselves, just like I have. Thanks, Bob. Bob is on the line. Is that Bob? Bob in West Virginia. Bob, is that you? Are you the one that sent that to me, Bob in West Virginia?
Guilty as charged, Mike.
Say it again.
Guilty as charged.
That's pretty good. That reminds me of the thing written by Clint Gold in the Tulsa newspaper that I've been toying with, oh, my God, since 1999, where Clint Gold is a former mayor of a small town out in Oklahoma, and he wrote something very similar, only not a day in the life of, Joe the Republican, but just all the things that have been done in this country that were progressive, that were pro-family, that were pro-America, that were pro-worker, that was even pro-capitalism. All these things that were done by liberals and nothing by conservatives.
And every last one of them was opposed by Republicans.
That's right. That's right.
But that's not really why I called.
Mm.
You mentioned, I heard the race business come up, Mike. And one of those things that happened while you were on hiatus, a lovely little moment in the Rose Garden with Bush.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people in the world who don't believe that people whose skin color may not be the same as ours can be free and self-govern. I reject that. I reject that strongly. I believe that people who practice the Muslim faith can self-govern. I believe that people whose skins aren't necessarily are a different color than white can self-govern.
He said that?
He said that. And it just doesn't work on so many different levels. And then
oh my God.
Yeah.
This guy is dumber than swamp dirt.
Hammers.
Hey, hold on. I'll tell you what. We may, Kathy tells me we may have something from that, a soundbite from that when he said that. But anyway, you're right. That statement is so corrupt and so degenerate on how many levels. But Bush doesn't know what he's saying. He just reads what people put in front of him.
And then just 2 days ago, it was either Bush or Darth Cheney was showing up in Arizona.
Yeah.
There's a photographer for the Arizona Daily Star who was going to cover it, and her name is Momtar Popat.
Yeah, I talked about this last night.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, that's all right. That's all right. And she was asked a whole bunch of questions, like her religion?
Supply her race.
Her race, that's right, that's right.
And but the best part of all was you talk about the lies of deception. Her editor said, well, why do you need to know that?
Yeah.
And this is the good one. And they were told to keep from confusing her with someone else of the same name. You know, Momtar Popat the barber.
Right. I hear you. Hey, Bob, we got a boogie. Thank you, sir.
It's so great to have you back, Mike.
Hey, I'm glad to be here. Thanks for checking in.
Bye now.
You have a nice evening. We have some more sound we might play for you a little bit later in the program. We're at 866-303-2270. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
Who is it?
Special delivery.
Who?
Pizza man.
Hey, you're not the pizza man. You're the cable guy again.
Price patrol.
No, you're not. I can see your van. You're the cable company. I'm not going to let you raise my rates again. I'm calling American Satellite to get a DirecTV system.
Presidential candidate.
Are you going to offer me over 125 digital quality channels for as little as $39.99 a month, including my local channels?
Ice cream man.
Yeah, like that's going to work. If I call American Satellite right now, I can get a 4-room DirecTV system, including professional installation free. Can you beat that?
Pizza man.
You already tried that. Well, that's it. I'm calling to get my DirecTV system.
Call American Satellite. 1-800-264-0071. That's 1-800-264-0071. Ask how you can get Total Choice Premier free for 4 months, a $360 value. 1-800-264-0071. Call now.
At $4.99 a month for second and each additional receiver. Offer ends October 30th, 2004.
New customers only. Annual programming commitment required.
Every day, Americans play a game. The stakes are very high.
Now stepping to the plate, the Smith family going for a home loan. The loan officer's checking their credit report. This one's going to be close.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and find out how to get your credit report instantly and online for free.
It's a home run.
Log on to freecreditreport.com and win the biggest game of your life. freecreditreport.com.
I was cheering when Amanda took her first steps the other day, but ever since, I've been running after her in a permanently bent over position, and now my back is really hurting.
What should you take for back pain? Truth is, doctors recommend the medicine in Advil most for back pain.
Every day she's gonna get a little faster, and I'll be right behind her. Amanda, here we go again.
Talk to your doctor. For back pain relief, advance to Advil Relief.
Investors don't have to make a choice between
service, and low price.
Charles Schwab, founder and chairman of the Charles Schwab Corporation on low-cost investing.
It has been my pursuit since the very earliest of days to try to lower the cost of investing for every individual investor out there.
With trades as low as $9.95, Schwab's new Trades for Less has lowered the cost of online equity trades.
By driving down the cost, making it easier for people to get a variety of services that make them a better investor, that's what this company is all about.
Schwab offers online equity trades as low as $9.95, plus advice and unparalleled service. Call 1-800-7-SCHWAB or stop by your local branch today.
$9.95 rate requires enrollment in Schwab Trader CT or at least $1 million in household assets. Other trading discounts subject to eligibility requirements. Some benefits, including advice and certain equity research, available for a fee only through one or more Schwab Personal Choice or other fee-based services. New trading commissions effective 6/21/04. Charles Schwab & Co. Inc., member SIPC and NYSE.
Having trouble sleeping? Then listen to the experts. Over 25,000 doctors, chiropractors, and sleep clinics worldwide recommend the biggest breakthrough in better sleep, the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress. Call now for your free mattress sample at 1-800-611-9977. The Tempur-Pedic mattress works like no conventional mattress can. Its high-tech material contours to your body, relieving the pressure points that make you toss and turn. It erases aches and pains, even for people with back troubles. In fact, 92% of owners surveyed say their Tempur-Pedic bed is far superior to their old innerspring mattress, air, or water bed. Judge for yourself. Call 1-800-611-9977 for a free sample of the Tempur-Pedic mattress material. You'll also get a free Better Sleep video and a 90-day trial offer guarantee. Want to sleep better? Listen to the experts and call Tempur-Pedic now. 1-800-611-9977. That's 1-800-611-9977.
Welcome back. It's about 9 minutes before the hour. Very quickly here, I just want to share with you a couple of terms that you'll hear on this program as we get to know each other. And if you're on hold, please stay. I want to hear from you, but I got to get this done before the top of the hour, okay? You hear me use occasionally the term flying monkey right. Those are unrepentant right-wingers or neocons who scare the bejesus out of me, like the flying monkeys in The Wizard of Oz that terrified me as a child. Flying monkey right, that's kind of a catch-all phrase I use for these right-wing thugs. The Bush crime family, that's self-explanatory. You can go all the way back to Prescott Bush and the Nazis. Prescott Bush helping to fund the rise of Hitler, for God's sake. Truth Seeker, that's somebody who listens to this program. President Bunny Pants, also known as Dim Sun, also known as Too Stupid to Be President, you know who that is. Tom Rainbow Ridge and his candy-colored rainbow of terror. The religiously insane singing John Ashcroft, or as we fondly call him sometimes, the Crisco Kid, because he likes to anoint himself with holy oil for his jihad against foreigners and college students and pot-smoking grannies and hookers and people who make bongs and sell them on the Internet, and the U.S. Constitution. He would like to see that shredded and replaced by the Book of Leviticus. Rambling Rummy, the driving force behind the never-ending terror wars, who traded arms with Saddam, and who, if you listen to his Department of Defense press conferences, sounds like he dropped the brown acid in the 60s and never came back, right? What was he talking about a year ago, being attacked by the moon? Simple Scotty McClellan, that's the surfer dude valley boy who replaced the pencil-neck geek Ari Fleischer as White House press secretary, right? Condoleezza Valdez. Tom the Bugman DeLay, that's the exterminator from Texas who inhaled just a bit too much pyrethrin and malathion in his former career, and now he's trying to make the rest of us as insane as he is. The baby Jesus, that's Sean Hannity. Rehab Rush, or he's also known as Rush Death by Temptation Limbaugh, also known as the Pigman. He's the one who sits behind the golden microphone spewing hatred and lies border to border, coast to coast, as he sucks down enough illegally obtained hillbilly heroin to blow the auditory nerves in his ears. Wait a minute, he's already done that. Now, also, Once Kathy, my producer, has fully recovered from the birth of Molly, we have some fun elements that we'll be adding to the program. And our regular listeners will recognize this. We do a thing every once in a while called Uncle Mike's Story Corner, where I share some of the truly horrifying bedtime stories with you from time to time. You'll love that, Uncle Mike's Story Corner. They're usually pretty bad. We have an extensive collection here of Bush quotes and malaprops on a variety of subjects going back before he was elected, all the way back to 4 years. Directly from Too Stupid to Be President's mouth, and we'll occasionally drop these into the program as appropriate. And we usually have several sound bites from press conferences that we play and discuss during each program. Again, these are things you can look forward to. It's not just all phone calls and conversation on the program. We do some other things, but for the first week or two, this is kind of, you know, what you're hearing tonight is kind of what it's going to be like. We'll also play some political parodies and soundbite montages that we produce, like the one you heard earlier tonight. So those are the things that you can expect on this program. We're here to entertain, and I've said many times in my checkered career, I am not here to educate anybody. 90% of you people who listen to this program are equal to or brighter than I am. So it's a learning process for me on a constant, ongoing basis. We're not here to educate. We're here to share ideas. We kind of look at the program as, we say, Kathy, a campfire where we gather around, oh, God, and sing Kumbaya, isn't it? Kumbaya, you know, typical liberal crap, right? But I love it. Where we get together at the end of every day and talk about the fact that we're still alive. Right? You understand that? Dave is calling from Pennsylvania. Dave, we can talk for a minute. I'm going to have to put you on hold and come back after the break. But welcome to the program.
Hey, I was just catching up on the news and noticed one article that there was no arrests or whatsoever made at the Democratic National Convention. And then I see another article on Code Pink's website that they had an activist that was taken from the floor on Tuesday night during Theresa Hines Carey speech.
Oh, yeah? I don't know. I haven't seen that story. I wonder what happened.
Right in the middle of her speech, she unveiled a sign and started shouting. And there's a little bit of confusion because I had no reports on this whatsoever.
Uh-huh.
Looked around the web, couldn't find a single report on it.
Right.
But the report that I have is... Well, it's quite possible it could be one of those, she wasn't officially arrested, so therefore she doesn't count kind of things, because she had a press pass, she had a delegate pass, so therefore she wasn't immediately escorted from the floor.
Yeah.
But I have no clue what's going on here, because I can't find any reports.
Well, if you, I've not heard of it either. If you do find something, share it with us, okay?
The only thing I see here is on Code Pink's website.
Okay. All right. Well, I haven't been to that website. I'll check it out. Thanks, Dave. I appreciate it.
No worries. Take it easy.
You bet. By the way, we have a news flash for you. Breaking news. And you'll hear it right here on the Molloy program. Breaking news. Are you ready? The Department of Homeland Security has reviewed newly found Japanese intel from the early 40s, and it looks like the Japanese are going to attack Pearl Harbor. If you live in Hawaii, take cover now. If you live in Hawaii, take... What? Huh? Oh, really? Oh, never mind. Never mind. Oh, my God. Yeah, you're so pretty. Oh, I just got you. Oh, all right, where are we? Brett is calling from California. Brett, welcome to the program. Yo, Brett.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing all right.
Good.
Was just listening to your show, and I had a thought. I don't remember exactly what it was you were talking about before, but we were talking about, or you were talking about Bush changing the rules of the 9/11 Commission, or at least that's something that's been in the news all day today.
Yeah, I wasn't talking about it, but I've heard about it, yeah.
Okay. Well, it seems to me that the only people who are saying anything against the right wing...
Hey, Brett.
Brett,
listen up. I got to take a break here.
Okay.
Stay on the line, and I'll pick you up after the top of the hour, okay?
Thank you.
All right. Put you on hold. Come back. All right, folks. News break here. Here at the studio, in the bunker, in the foothills of the North Georgia Mountains, this is the point where we take a bathroom break. I'll see you on the other side of the hour. Stay with us. I'm Mike Molloy, Air America Radio.
wish you a happy lunch.
My baloney has a first name. It's O-S-C-A-R.
My baloney has a second name.
It's M-A-Y-E-R.
Oh, I love to eat it every day.
And if you ask me what I'll say,
Oscar Mayer has a way with B-O-L-O-G-N-A.
Oscar Mayer Original Bologna has quality meat, no fillers. For bologna you feel good about, you can count on Oscar.
I was blown away at the ease and the simplicity of this product.
Windy Light for the doctor's night guard dental protector.
The fact that the instructions were so well written and that the night guard is so well made. Within 10 minutes, I had a night guard that fitted perfectly to my teeth. It was like a dream to me.
Relieve the nightly grind with the doctor's night guard in the oral care section.
You're listening to 1190 WLIB New York, the home of Air America Radio.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. Homeland Security Director Tom Ridge says the decision to warn U.S. financial centers about the threat of terror attacks was based largely on three-year-old information. But Ridge insists the threat is still real. Ridge has specifically warned that Citigroup, Prudential Financial, the International Monetary Fund, and the New York Stock Exchange in the New York City area, and the World Bank in Washington, D.C., could be attacked by Al-Qaeda. Ridge traveled to New York on Tuesday to meet with elected officials and dozens of security directors at financial institutions in the city. Glenn Schuck reports.
Secretary Ridge, Mayor Mike Bloomberg, Governor George Pataki spending about 45 minutes with the security chiefs for dozens of financial groups discussing the ongoing protection for these organizations.
The leadership of these affected institutions, the local officials and law enforcement personnel here in New York, as well as northern New Jersey and Washington, D.C., should all be commended for their swift and extensive efforts to ramp up security procedures.
Secretary Ridge also thanking employees of these buildings for not panicking.
The terrorists wish to make Americans that live in freedom live in fear. And just by showing up at work, you have made a powerful statement that they will not succeed.
Glenn Schuck at the Citigroup building in New York.
U.S. Senator Hillary Clinton is calling on the federal government for money to combat terrorism in New York City. She spoke to reporters and dozens of onlookers in front of the New York Stock Exchange on Tuesday.
Let's put our money where our mouth is. We have a lot of people talking about the threat facing New York City. We have lots of press conferences. We have lots of people standing up and, you know, saying they're concerned. Show me the money.
The senator was joined by other elected and union officials who agree that distribution of federal funds is not right and not smart. Democratic presidential candidate John Kerry made a campaign stop and held a town hall meeting with residents in Wisconsin on Tuesday. Kerry says the U.S. has the best military in the world, but it needs a new leader.
They need a commander-in-chief who really understands what it means to be on the front lines. They need a commander-in-chief who understands.
The owner of the Paraguayan supermarket that went up in flames has been charged with manslaughter. The owner and three security guards were jailed on manslaughter charges Tuesday after more than 400 people were killed in the inferno. Reports say the building's exits had been locked as the market became engulfed in flames. Officials say one of the guards received orders via two-way radio to lock the doors during the fire to keep people from leaving with merchandise without paying. The U.S. Olympic men's basketball team suffered a setback in their preparations for the 2004 Summer Olympics in Athens. The U.S. lost to Italy in an exhibition game. You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Jeff Weiser.
Every day, Americans play a game. The stakes are very high.
Now stepping to the plate, the Smith family going for a home loan. The loan officer's checking their credit report. This one's going to be close.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and find out how to get your credit report instantly and online for free.
It's a home run.
Log on to freecreditreport.com and win the biggest game of your life. freecreditreport.com.
I was cheering when Amanda took her first steps the other day, but ever since, I've been running after her in a permanently bent over position, and now my back is really hurting.
What should you take for back pain? Truth is, doctors recommend the medicine in Advil most for back pain.
Every day she's going to get a little faster, and I'll be right behind her. Amanda, here we go again.
Talk to your doctor. For back pain relief, advance to Advil Relief.
The Radio Shack Dictionary of Gizmos. Today's definition, the long life doodad, as described by Vanessa Williams.
It's the gizmo that can keep your smoke alarms working longer. Because climbing up to replace those things isn't exactly fun.
So at Radio Shack, when you ask for
those long life doodads,
we'll show you our lithium 9-volt smoke alarm battery. And you'll get peace of mind knowing it'll last up to 10 years. So come in for easy answers to all your electronic accessory needs.
I'll take a long life doodad over a short life doodad every time.
Radio Shack, you've got questions, we've got answers.
Honey, come on. Time to get up.
What?
People will be here soon.
Oh, all right. I'm going to take a shower. Who are you?
Hi. We're here for the open house. The sign says for sale by owner.
That is you, right?
Nice sink.
Thank you.
Not working with the Century 21 agent? Only Century 21 agents offer the Century 21 Service Pledge. Just one of the ways to help reduce the stress of selling real estate. Century21.com. Real estate for your world.
The Century 21 Pledge is offered by participating offices. Each office is independently owned and operated.
Hey, Steve?
Yeah?
I'm taking Nicorette like you said, but right now, I really need a cigarette. And according to my schedule, I'm not supposed to take another piece for 2 hours. So, what should I do? And don't tell me to tough it out, because it's not going to be pretty.
Take an extra piece?
Good idea.
When a really tough craving hits, just take an extra piece of Nicorette. As soon as you bite down, it delivers the medicine you need. Nicorette helps you quit one craving at a time. Use as directed. Follow dosing schedule. Individual results may vary. Support program can improve success rate.
Hi, this is Al Franken. Wednesday on the Al Franken Show, Mike Mills from REM tells us how he's using music to bring down the Bush administration. It's a crazy idea, but so crazy it just might work. Plus, the founder of SweetJesusIHateBillO'Reilly.com, Joseph Minton, will answer the question, don't you have anything better to do?
Hey, welcome back. It is it's about 6 minutes past the hour. We're in the home stretch. Our Broken Arrow, Oklahoma bureau chief Nelson sent me an email a few minutes ago about a topic we probably won't get to tonight. But Nelson does raise the issue. He says a few days ago it was big news that Christian churches were bombed in Baghdad. Has anyone in the liberal media wondered why there were Christian churches in Saddam Hussein's Iraq? You know, the guy with the repressive regime that needed to be changed, a country that hates Christians. Are there Christian churches in Saudi Arabia? No, I don't think so, Nelson. In Kuwait? No, not at all. All the places Bush Company thinks are paradise on earth, eh? You get the point of what Nelson is saying here, you know. Okay, Saddam Hussein was a real thug. He really was. To his own people. And had we not spent 12 years destroying the Iraqi middle class, imposing sanctions that resulted in the deaths of God knows how many hundreds of thousands of the weakest in Iraq, children, old people, had we supported the middle class in Iraq, revolution would have arisen, because that's where revolution always comes from, the middle class. But no! Through three different U.S. presidencies, two Republican, one Democrat, we said no. Hell no. What did Secretary of State Albright say when she was asked if the deaths of 500,000 Iraqi children was a price worth paying to continue the sanctions on Iraq? What did she say? Something to the effect, well, you know, I don't feel sorry for all the kids, but yeah, I guess so. So the point Nelson, our Broken Arrow Oklahoma bureau chief, is making is very simple. Even though Saddam was a real evil dude, his own people would have eventually done to him what the Italians did to Mussolini and his mistress. They would have. But George W. Bush, because of I don't know what sort of psychodrama, what sort of ego battle he's working out with his pappy, but George W. Bush decided, no, let's invade. Let's go kill people. The giggling murderer unleashed the fury of the U.S. military. Christian churches in Iraq were bombed the other day. And as Nelson points out, and it's a good question, because it didn't occur to me either. Is anybody asking what the hell Christian churches were doing in Iraq? Are there Christian churches in Saudi Arabia? How about Pakistan? There might be some in Pakistan. How about Afghanistan? What about Kuwait? Oh, well. All right, back to, I think Brett in California has been patiently waiting. Brett, thanks for holding on.
Not a problem. What I wanted to suggest, or what I was thinking and wanted to share, was that Kerry and Edwards right now are the only people, or Kerry, Edwards hasn't come out and said it, but I know that he stands behind Kerry. They're both saying, no, follow the 9/11 Commission's report to the letter. Right. Don't neuter it. Don't make it a lesser document or the position of lesser power. Now, they're kind of busy right now. They're campaigning. They don't have the time to come off of the Senate's vacation and actually get to work on this. I would like to see my senators, Dianne Feinstein and Barbara Boxer, mm-hmm. I would like to see them call up all the Democrats and say, hey, let's get back to work. Let's work on this and let the Republicans stay out in the field duck hunting. Let them stay out there or shame them to come back to work and face this issue now. Get it done with now. Kerry is calling for President Bush to do this, but we all know he won't.
Right.
He can't. But the other senators can. And yeah, if they're properly motivated, they will.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a very good point, Brett. I wonder, and I know you do too, I feel part of your question here of why these senators don't do something is rhetorical. But it's a good point. I wish the Democratic senators would return to Washington and...
Well, Ms. Clinton has already thrown down telling everybody to show me the money. It's kind of serendipitous that came on the news program while I was on hold through the break. It's showing that at least somebody in the Democratic Party gets it.
Yeah.
It's time to say, all right, you want to raise the terror code to orange over information you've had for the longest time? Let's show some money. Throw down. Let's see you fight this battle with us instead of sitting up on your ivory tower and saying, oh, no, I'll just tell you what to do, but I'm not going to help you do it.
It's hard being a Democrat, isn't it?
It's terribly difficult.
It is.
It's a very complex thing.
I get so damn frustrated. You know, 30 years ago, 40 years ago, even with all the hell that was going on in this country, it was easier to be a Democrat because you could rely on your Democratic members of Congress, both the House and the Senate. You could rely on Democratic leadership to at least try to make a difference and in most instances bring about change. But it's so hard now to remain a loyal Democrat. Not that I would ever be anything but. And you know, for 3 years during this, well, not 3 years, but for at least a year and a half during the whole primary season, I was a Kucinich supporter. But I made the promise to myself and to the people who tune this program. You know, I support Kucinich now, but whoever the Democratic nominee is, unless it's Joe Lieberman, I will support the Democratic nominee. So I support Kerry 100%.
The guy that I was backing, Dean, actually, threw that out at the beginning. Said, "All right, one question to everybody." We're going to promise to support whoever wins. He had a call to leadership on that one.
Yeah.
We need another one.
Yeah.
We need a Dean. We need a Feinstein, a Boxer, a Clinton, somebody. Somebody with enough voice to really piss off CNN enough to get them to play it. Mm-hmm. Do whatever it takes. Call up the media people one at a time and say, this is what I'm doing. If you want to know about it, come to my press conference. Whatever it takes. Get out there with a bat and start beating on people's cars to get them motivated. I mean, maybe not the bat and the violence thing, but what I'm trying to get to is...
No, I understand. I understand.
Show your rage.
Sure, sure. I understand. Brett, thanks a lot. I appreciate your comments, sir.
Not a problem at all,
all
man.
Right, you have a
keep
nice evening. You know, as Brett was talking, you know what it reminds me of? Remember the scene, the long scene in Fahrenheit 9-1-1 where member after member after member of the Black Caucus, House members, approached the podium in the well of the Senate asking for one single senator to sign off on the complaint, however that's constitutionally set up, to challenge what happened in Florida, to challenge what the Supreme Court ruled. And there's Al Gore presiding over this, one after another. These African-American members of the United States House of Representatives petitioning somebody, will one senator please sign off so that we can get this done, so we can challenge what is happening in this country. And who signed off? Nobody. That was one of the most painful parts of watching that movie for me. And I have to say it. I have to say it. It made me ashamed to be a white man. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
I was blown away at the ease and the simplicity of this product.
Windy Light for the doctor's night guard dental protector.
The fact that the instructions were so well written and that the night guard is so well made. Within 10 minutes, I had a night guard that fitted perfectly to my teeth. It was like a dream to me.
Relieve the nightly grind with the doctor's night guard in the oral care section.
You're still using Hershey syrup to make chocolate milk?
Yeah, why?
Syrup's great on ice cream, but when it comes to chocolate milk, we switch to rich chocolate Ovaltine.
Ovaltine?
With Hershey syrup, my kids only get chocolate. But with Ovaltine, they get a whole lot more. Great taste plus vitamins.
Yeah, but how does it really taste?
It's great. It's really chocolatey.
And rich chocolate Ovaltine's better for you than Hershey syrup.
Wow, now I can feel good about giving my kids chocolate milk.
More Ovaltine, please.
So by now you know that XM Satellite Radio has over 120 channels of 100% commercial-free music, plus news, sports, and talk this year. But do you know about the Delphi XM Rode 2, the smallest and lightest satellite radio ever? It even has a stock ticker that you can customize with up to 20 of your favorite stocks, and a built-in wireless audio adapter so you can easily listen to it through any car or home stereo. All for less than $130. XM Satellite Radio. Required $9.99 monthly subscription and hardware sold separately. Activation fee applies.
I was cheering when Amanda took her first step the other day, but ever since, I've been running after her in a permanently bent-over position, and now my back is really hurting.
What should you take for back pain? Truth is, doctors recommend the medicine in Advil most for back pain.
Every day she's going to get a little faster, and I'll be right behind her. Amanda, here we go again.
Talk to your doctor. For back pain relief, advance to Advil Relief.
Your oldest has just turned driving age. Time to add him to your policy. So you get in your car, drive down to your insurance company. Hunt for a space, double park, get a parking ticket, get in a fight with the meter maid, get thrown in jail, meet a guy named Wally. Wait a minute. This is just a bad dream. You've got Geico. You don't have to drive anywhere. You can do all that car insurance stuff online. Oh, that was a close one.
Geico's customer satisfaction stands at 97%. How would you rate your car insurance company? Geico. Online at geico.com.
The peak of allergy season, ragweed.
Yeah, pollen, the best time to make them suffer.
Why take an OTC allergy medicine that stops working in 6 hours? Just one dose of once daily Allegra with fexofenadine lasts up to 4 times longer than one dose of most OTC allergy medicines. Comparison based on label directions. See our ad in Prevention Magazine. Visit Allegra.com or call 1-800-ALLEGRA. For people 12 and over, side effects alone may include headache, cold, or backache.
Allegra takes the joy out of our allergy season.
Talk to your doctor. Today, take once daily long-lasting Allegra. The relief goes on.
The folks from off zipped me into this tent filled with 10,000 hungry mosquitoes and biting flies. But they're not biting me. That's because I've got the proven DEET protection of Off Deep Woods. Off Deep Woods is like a shield against hungry, biting mosquitoes. including those that may carry West Nile virus. For the worst bug situations, you want the best protection you can get, and you just can't beat the DEET in off-deep woods.
S.E. Johnson, a family company.
The ATM. Insert your card, enter your PIN number, get 420s and a handful of streptococci. Don't let germs interrupt your ATMing. Use Purell Instant Hand Sanitizer and kill 99.9% of most common germs that may make you sick. The CDC says eliminating germs on hands helps stop the spread of infection. So use the ATM, but use Purell, because you may withdraw a fistful of cold, hard E. coli. Purell, powerful protection against germs.
About 20 past the hour, you're listening to Air America Radio. I'm Mike Malloy. Phone number here, 866-303-2270. If you'd like to join in the fund frivolity, give us a call. Still looking for a right-winger, a Republican, a Bushbacker, a psychopath. No, just kidding. To call the program. I'd love to hear from you people. I really would. We do not use, excuse me, call screeners in New York who filter out your phone call. This is not the Limbaugh. This is not Mr. OxyContin's program. This is not, hey, watch me drive myself completely deaf as I use drugs. It's not that program. You know, we'd love to hear from you if you're a right-winger, if you're conservative, if you're a Republican. Yeah, right, okay. Albert is calling from Union City, New Jersey. Hey, Albert, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike. I just wanted to mention something about Iraq that I haven't heard before. Everybody talks about George Bush and his cronies and how they profit from Iraq, but I haven't heard anybody say anything about how the Republicans in general profit from Iraq. They can use Iraq just to divert money from Democratic programs into Iraq and just take a whole ton of money and just flush it, waste it.
Yeah, you're right. Only it winds up in the pockets of the investors in the Carlyle Group. It winds up in the pockets of Halliburton. It winds up in
the
pocket.
Excuse me, I can't hear you too well.
Oh, I said the money that's. Can you hear me now?
Nah, just a little bit better.
All right. Well, maybe our technical people can pot it up just a bit.
Excuse me.
Can you hear it now? All right. Let me answer off the air, Albert. Apparently, we have a bad connection. I do apologize, pal. But okay.
I just want to finish off one thing.
All right, go ahead.
This works at the federal level, but it works just as well at the state level, because Ms. Clinton, every time Tom Ridge starts playing with his little color scheme, New York State has to cough up a ton of money, and money that they could have spent on something else.
Right.
And Ms. Clinton can yell on the radio all she wants, but that just tickles the Republicans.
Yeah, I hear you. That makes sense. Thanks, Albert.
You're welcome.
All right, sir. Appreciate your call. Did we get that cleared up there at the end? I guess we did. Okay. All right. What was I going to answer off the air? Just I don't know. I don't need to answer anything. He understands it. You know, he was educating me. Yeah. All right. Doug is calling from Staten Island. Doug, welcome to the program. Yo, Doug.
Yeah. I listen to Randy Rhodes whenever I get a chance in the afternoon, but I usually don't have a chance to hear it at night. I was pleasantly surprised when I tuned in tonight.
Well, great.
Listen, this is just for Rick and all the other Democrats that feel terrible. Next time you get a right-wing mullah from Pat Robinson's camp, you just say, listen, you right-wing reactionary, xenophobic, homophobic, anti-education, anti-choice, pro-gun, leave it to Beaver, trip back to the 50s, drop dead.
You go, Doug.
Yeah, well, I have to give compliments to the West Wing for that one.
right.
But anyway, I realize, you know, I think it was Jonathan Swift that said that you can't reason a person out of a position that they first didn't reason themselves into. So all preaching to the choir here.
Mm-hmm.
But a couple little things that I saw, you know, when you were doing your program about the misstatements going to war.
Right.
And I was looking at that and listening to that, and I remembered the things that I had heard right around the war and right after the war, and it just struck me. I had written them down. And just two cute little things here. On ABC News this week, Don Rumsfeld being interviewed by George Stephanopoulos, he goes, quote, "We know where the weapons of mass destruction are. They're in an area around Tikrit and Baghdad."
Yeah. Right.
And then on June 11th, on Meet the Press, Condoleezza Rice says to Russert, "No one ever said we knew precisely where all of these agents were, where they were stored. We never said that."
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, it's so interesting, you know, when you hear these things. You know, I spoke to your the fellow who was on the phone there, and I told him I had an interesting quote, and he listened to it. He says I should just say it on the air. So it's just something that's really fundamental with what you're talking about tonight. I mean, people getting their fundamental interests wrong is basically what political life is all about, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, this is just a little statement comes out. "Naturally, the common people don't want war. That is understood. But after all, it's the leaders of the country who determine the policy, and there's always a simple matter to drag the people along, whether it's a democracy or a fascist dictatorship.
Goebbels.
People can always be brought to do the bidding of the leaders. That is easy. All you have to do is tell them that they are being attacked and denounce all the peacemakers for lack of patriotism, exposing the country to danger.
Must
it works
be Joseph
the same
Goebbels.
In every country."
Yeah.
You know who said that?
It wasn't Walt Disney. That's for damn sure. Probably Joseph Goebbels.
Hermann Wilhelm Goering at the Nuremberg Trials.
Oh, it was Goering. Okay.
You know, it's just,
I knew it was one of those Nazi bastards.
Yeah, you know, but it's funny. You know, it's what this administration does. You know,
I know. It's
people, again, getting their fundamental interests wrong. And I'm glad that you pointed out that, you know, it's ignorance. It's not stupidity. And ignorance can be cured.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's important that people understand these things.
Yeah, that's very true. Doug, there's a book you need to read if you haven't read it already. It's out recently. What's the Matter with Kansas? You've heard about it? It's how so many people in the so-called red states consistently and repeatedly vote against their own best interests by voting Republican.
Oh, is that the guy who went back home to the poorest county in the United States?
Well,
yeah,
no, he was born and raised in like places like Mission Hills, Kansas, I believe.
I heard about that. He went back, and this is literally the poorest county in the United States. The poorest county. They have an average.
$6,000,
and he said that they all vote 85% Republican.
Right. That's one of the examples he uses. I'm drawing a blank on his name, and somebody's going to email it to me here in just a second. The guy writes for The Nation, not for The Nation, but his stuff has appeared in The Nation. But it's the title of the book is What's the Matter with Kansas? It's a quick read, and it should be required reading. You and I will read it to find out stuff we already knew. But I think every Republican in America should read this book. I know none of them will, because there's not a single Republican in America who can handle the truth. But this book would open some eyes in among people who think that George Bush or the Republican Party has their best interests or any of their interests foremost in their political minds. I just wish people would read it.
Well, I'll tell you, Mike, I hope programs such as yours are just the vanguard of media turning this thing around, because when you stop and think about it, you know, you say, well, why aren't we hearing this from the media?
Yeah.
You remember when Mike Powell, Colin Powell's kid, tried to ramrod 45% conglomeratization of the media?
Sure.
Down our throats?
Sure, absolutely.
Yeah, well, you know, that was thrown out by the Supreme Court. But if anybody's interested, if they look at the Omnibus Bill of 2004, mm-hmm. It's an 1,198-page bill. There is three sentences in that bill on page 82, which bring up the allotment to 39% from 35%. The reason that was done was because Viacom International, CBS,
yeah,
and Rupert Murdoch already had 39%.
I got you. Hey, Doug, we got a boogie. That good points. Thank you, sir. I appreciate your call. I hope you're going to call again. Thanks a lot, Doug.
Okay, Mike. Pleasure talking to you.
All right. Take care, man. Quick break here. We'll be right back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
Advanced presents today's lawn care tip. Are insects causing problems with your lawn this season? If you notice dying grass that lifts up easily, the problem may be white grubs. If you see arcs or circles of dead brown grass, you may have an infestation of armyworms. Thinning, torn up, and dried out grass could be caused by mole crickets. It's important to find the problem and treat it before it's too late. This lawn care tip was brought to you by Bayer Advanced Complete Insect Killer for Soil and Turf. Bayer Advanced, better thinking, better results. For more information, visit BayerAdvanced.com.
The European crane fly can devastate your lawn or be no problem at all. The choice is yours. Introducing the revolutionary Bayer Advanced Complete Insect Killer for Soil and Turf. Only Complete combines the power of two unique chemistries to kill insects above and below the ground, including European crane fly larvae, for up to 3 months. Finally, one product truly does it all, and nothing works better, guaranteed. Bayer Advanced. Better thinking, better results. Available at Lowe's and other garden retailers.
Hi, I'm David Orrick, and I'm proud that over a million of my 8-pound Orrick XL vacuums are used around the world. What makes me really proud is that the Orrick XL upright is built in the good old USA. I'm proud of my American workers and my built-to-last American quality. Try it risk-free for 30 days. Call 1-800-989-4200. 1-800-989-4200. If someone tries to tell you that American products are second best, they obviously haven't tried my Orrick XL.
Investors don't have to make a choice between service and low price.
Charles Schwab, founder and chairman of the Charles Schwab Corporation on low-cost investing.
It has been my pursuit since the very earliest of days to try to lower the cost of investing for every individual investor out there.
With trades as low as $9.95, Schwab's new Trades for Less has lowered the cost of online equity trades.
By driving down the cost, making it easier for people to get a variety of services, but make them a better investor, that's what this company is all about.
Schwab offers online equity trades as low as $9.95, plus advice and unparalleled service. Call 1-800-7-SCHWAB or stop by your local branch today.
$9.95 rate requires enrollment in Schwab Trader CT or at least $1 million in household assets. Other trading discounts subject to eligibility requirements. Some benefits, including advice and certain equity research, available for a fee only through one or more Schwab Personal Choice or other fee-based services. New trading commissions effective 6/21/04. Charles Schwab & Co. Inc., member SIPC and NYSE.
Charts and graphs, love making charts and graphs.
No afternoon slump here.
Pie charts, flow charts, bar graphs too. Hey, it's only 2:05. Huh, that rhymes.
Thanks to the doldrum-fighting Harvest Bar. Real fruit and healthy energy from whole grains, fiber, protein, and vitamins. In 10 tempting flavors like rich toffee chocolate chip and pleasing strawberry.
Cover sheet. Turn it upside down. Dial the number. Press send. Facts.
Harvest Bar from Power Bar. Skip the slump. Be great.
I was scared to death signing a lease, I'll tell you that.
Who's going to help us do this? Realtor. It's like we have to have a trained professional that's going to go out and look for exactly what we want.
Whether you pay utilities or whether you don't.
If I were looking for another property, I wouldn't do it without a commercial realtor. I don't have the expertise.
When you're ready to lease or buy a commercial property, ask your agent if they're a realtor, a member of the National Association of Realtors.
I could just turn it over to her and that it would be done and be done correctly.
A message from your local, state, and national realtor associations.
Air America's Majority Report. Janine Garofalo and Sam Cedar.
Michael Moore is with us.
Hey, you're completely surrounded here. Mostly right-wingers. And they're all day long. It's the sound of a dying dinosaur. Because they know they only have a few more months left. You walk out here and you look at Air America and everybody's just so, hey, how's it going? Happy and chipper. And you look all around us, all the sour faces.
Oh, I'm melting. Oh.
The Majority Report on Air America Radio.
Before the hour. Hey, we're in the home stretch. If you want to get it said tonight on the Molloy program, the phone number is 866-303-2270. Did I have something to... maybe I should promo a little bit what we're going to talk about tomorrow, then back to your phone calls. Paul Krugman in today's New York Times. I wanted to get to that tonight, never did. We'll get to it tomorrow night. I'm going to try to. The theme of how media treated the Democratic Convention, I think we touched on it, but not to the degree that I want to. And also Bush using drugs to control depression and erratic behavior. That's the title of an article by the editor of Capitol Hill Blue, which is a libertarian newspaper that I have found over over the past couple of years to be a pretty good source of information. And it's kind of creepy, this article. Dear God. How many Americans were killed in Iraq today, Kathy? 4, 5? Jeez. And Michael Moore is going to take his cameras to Florida for the election. So we'll try to cover that stuff tomorrow night. A lot of it I wanted to get to tonight, but just don't have time. Stephen is calling from Brooklyn. Stephen, welcome to the program. Stephen, no, I guess Stephen's not there. My bad. Sharon is calling from Portland, Oregon. Hey, Sharon.
Hi, Mike and Kathy.
How you doing?
Congratulations on your new baby. I listened to your show for the first time last night. I'm having a little bit of trouble hearing you.
Yeah, we're having just a little bit of a volume problem here, but it'll be corrected, I'm sure. Welcome to the show, Sharon. I'm glad you found
us. Yeah, I'm really, really excited about you because you are fearless, the Bush crime family.
Well, I don't know what else to call them, you know?
Okay, well, I am in total agreement. You know, my reason for calling, Mike, was to just put out some information tonight to people that I think, information that's really interesting and relevant, and that is, why are they so relentless? And I think we've seen an example of how relentless they are. They will stop at nothing with what's happened in New York in the last couple of days.
Mm-hmm.
What is the payoff? Okay, and I happen to get this information from Amy Goodman's Democracy Now.
Right.
One day, she interviewed James A. Paul of the Global Policy Forum, and that website is theglobalpolicy.org.
All right.
And they are an NGO that's affiliated with the United Nations, and this guy is an expert on how much oil is in Iraq, and what is the quality of the oil, and what is the payoff? And he's put out a series of white papers. This information is from January 28, 2004. Estimated oil profits range from a low of about $600 billion to a high of about $9 trillion. So that is what the Bush crime family and the rest of them hope to gain.
Mm-hmm.
And there are very few of us outside the industry, he goes on to say, that really understand the huge stakes in Iraq, which does amount to tens of billions of dollars in these profits per year. It's a very high quality, high value oil. It's close to the surface. There's a huge supply which may eclipse that of Saudi Arabia. They're all in this guy's papers. You just need to go on to the website. And furthermore, it's very cheap to produce in Iraq, comparatively speaking.
Yeah, all right. Give me the website again, and we'll check it out and see what's there.
It's the global policy, that's one word, .org.
All right.
And go on to James A. Paul's white papers, and he goes into tremendous detail about what is at stake for the Bush crime family if they would succeed in Iraq. Of course, they're already pumping.
All right. Well, check it out. Sharon, thank you so much for the information, and thanks for tuning in.
What are you doing? You have a lot of courage.
I appreciate you checking in. You have a nice evening. All right.
Take care.
Thank you. Will do. James is calling from Virginia. James, welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks, Mike. Listen, I'm really enjoying the show. I'm also wearing an Air America Radio shirt right now. And
God, I've got to get one of those. And a frisbee too.
I think it's organic cotton too. So I think that's kind of cool too.
I hope the frisbee is organic plastic. You know.
Yeah. Well, hey, listen, I just wanted to let you know. Again, I'm having a hard time hearing you, so I'll just be quick. But I was once a Republican when I wasn't really paying attention. I'm 25 years old. I've changed to 180. And lately I've been reading a lot of Noam Chomsky. For those that don't know about him, he is
right.
The media watchdog guy, and he's also about speaks out against corporate corporate control of the political machine in America, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, he's also written some great stuff on the Middle East and explains, since he is a linguist, he explains how language is corrupted to attain political ends that otherwise could not be attained. The man's a genius, one of the true geniuses in this country. You were a Republican, and now you're not.
Yes, absolutely. And what you said about Chomsky, for those that haven't read his latest book, Hegemony or Survival, it's a great read. There's going to come a day when he's going to be taught in history as one of the great thinkers of our time. I was a Republican. Like I said, I wasn't paying attention. Now I am. And I have a question for you because I am kind of...
Well, wait a minute. Since you were Republican, did you happen to be Catholic?
I'm not Catholic. I'm Greek. I'm actually Greek Orthodox.
Okay. Well, in your faith, do you have confessions? Do you do penance and stuff like that?
I'm sorry, one more time?
Do you, in your faith, in your belief system, do you confess to a priest? Do you do penance? Do you have to...
It's very similar to Catholicism in some respects, but it's not, there's no structured...
Because I was going to tell you to go do, since you were Republican, you're now a Democrat or not a Republican, let's put it that way, I was just going to suggest that you do some Hail Marys and Our Fathers and a couple of acts of contrition and go and sin no more and everything's cool.
Well, you know, this election's got me thinking that way, let me tell you.
All right, now what did you want to ask me?
I wanted to get into this. Here's my problem. I'm looking at John Kerry. I'm looking at everyone talking. I can't listen to the man. I want him in office over Bush. I'll do whatever it takes to get Bush out. Yeah. I'm very displeased with what Bush has done. But I guess my question for you is, can you give me, without, you know, the political niceties that are being said on the news, a reason why Kerry's administration is going to be something better and not just another imperialistic American society in a democratic style, I guess is the way I'm saying it, because the corporate control of the world, the stronghold that we have on the rest of the world, and especially the third world countries in this world, just make me feel like, you know, what's really at stake here is whose lobbyist money gets thrown around to who, and is he really, do you believe that he's going to cater to the needs of the American people in a serious way, or is he just going to be a little more mild than George Bush?
All right, let me
kind of feel like I'm at right now.
All right, let me try to answer off the air, James. Off the telephone here, so I don't have to scream. Thanks for checking in. Just keep listening, and let me see if I can come up with an answer. Okay.
Thanks. I appreciate your show.
All right, James. Thanks. You know, there's no easy answer for that, the question James asked, because, you know, we live where we live. We live in the times that we live in. This is a market-oriented capitalist society. And there's nobody, no politician I can think of, who's going to change that in this country. Now, capitalism or free market or free enterprise, it's not free. We understand that. But let's just pretend that the terms are fairly clear. You can have predatory capitalism, and you can have capitalism with a heart, capitalism that is controlled by regulation. That's what government regulation is all about, because left to its own devices, capitalism will devour and destroy. And it does so with no moral judgments. It just devours and destroys. End of story. Capitalism is set up for the strong to devour the weak. By the same token, capitalism or free enterprise can succeed in a very humane way if it is bridled. How many of you ride horses? I love horseback riding. You have to put a split bit in the mouth of capitalism so that you have absolute control. As soon as capitalism decides to go this way and you don't want it to go that way, just a little tug on the reins, and by God, it comes right back around. I am not anti-marketplace. I am not anti-capitalism. I just am not. I am anti-predatory capitalism. I believe that there is a way for people to share in the benefits that the free enterprise system can bring. Now, it requires people at the top, and there will always be people at the top. Face it, accept it, get over it. It requires that the people at the top, whether they're in business, military, government, academia, it doesn't make any difference, that they have at least the common sense to understand compassion, or the compassion to understand common sense, one of the two or both. We don't all have to take up arms and try to overthrow the government when we decide that capitalism is becoming too predatory. What we do need to do is to make sure that our system of checks and balances, our political system, is used the way it was intended, not the way it was intended by the framers. The framers were basically racist. The framers knew that they could build an industrial behemoth on the backs of slave labor. But if we use the institutions of the United States government as they have evolved over the past 200 plus years, as far as John Kerry is concerned, do I expect radical change from Kerry? No. Do I expect that Kerry is not going to be a psychopathic, stupid, predatory, a Cheney-loving, I'm not going to get into a string of adjectives. Yes, I do expect that. I do expect that John Kerry is a Democrat, not like I'm a Democrat, I'm a Kucinich Democrat. But that John Kerry is a Democrat like, oh, I don't know who, John Kennedy? Maybe Bill Clinton, although Bill Clinton was not really a Democrat. You understand what I'm saying? I am now a Kerry supporter. I hope you are. And the other reason is because he is not Bush. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy. Air America Radio.
LendingTree.com presents How to Get Out from Under Debt. First, take an average guy.
Hello.
Then add some credit card debt, a car payment, and a student loan.
Ow.
To get out from under all this debt, get a debt consolidation loan from LendingTree.com, where banks compete and you choose the loan that's right for you. Call 1-800-555-TREE. That's 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win at LendingTree.com.
Equal housing opportunity. Some restrictions may apply. See website for details.
Welcome to What's On My Mind. First question. 1 in 3 chance you'll need it on vacation.
Duct tape? Saddle shoes? D battery.
Actually, Imodium.
Oh, I knew that. There's a 1 in 3 chance you'll get diarrhea on foreign vacations. Imodium works often in one dose.
If you know all about Imodium, why didn't you say it?
TV jitters?
This is radio.
Oh.
Until next time.
Pack Imodium AD. Pack wisely. Use only as directed. About 1 in 3 travelers to developing countries get diarrhea.
Every day, Americans play a game. The stakes are very high.
Now stepping to the plate, the Smith family going for a home loan. The loan officer's checking their credit report. This one's going to be close.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and find out how to get your credit report instantly and online for free.
It's a home run.
Log on to freecreditreport.com and win the biggest game of your life. Freecreditreport.com.
I was cheering when Amanda took her first steps the other day, but ever since, I've been running after her in a permanently bent-over position, and now my back is really hurting.
What should you take for back pain? Truth is, doctors recommend the medicine in Advil most for back pain.
Every day she's going to get a little faster, and I'll be right behind her. Amanda, here we go again.
Talk to your doctor. For back pain relief, advance to Advil Relief.
Honey, come on. Time to get up.
What?
People will be here soon.
All right. I'm going to take a shower. Who are you?
Hi. We're here for the open house. The sign says for sale by owner.
That is you, right? Nice sink.
Thank you.
Not working with the Century 21 agent? Only Century 21 agents offer the Century 21 Service Pledge. Just one of the ways to help reduce the stress of selling real estate. Century21.com. Real estate for your world.
The Century 21 Pledge is offered by participating offices. Each office is independently owned and operated.
Hey, Steve?
Yeah?
I'm taking Nicorette like you said, but right now, I really need a cigarette. And according to my schedule, I'm not supposed to take another piece for 2 hours. So, what should I do? And don't tell me to tough it out, because it's not going to be pretty.
Take an extra piece? Good idea.
When a really tough craving hits, just take an extra piece of Nicorette. As soon as you bite down, it delivers the medicine you need. Nicorette helps you quit one craving at a time. Use as directed. Follow dosing schedule. Individual results may vary. Support program can improve success rate.
So by now you know that XM Satellite Radio has over 120 channels of 100% commercial-free music, plus news, sports, and talk this year. But do you know about the Delphi XM Rode 2, the smallest and lightest satellite radio ever? It even has a stock ticker that you can customize with up to 20 of your favorite stocks, and a built-in wireless audio adapter so you can easily listen to it through any car or home stereo. All for less than $130. XM Satellite Radio. Required $9.99 monthly subscription and hardware sold separately. Activation fee applies.
I was cheering when Amanda took her first step the other day, but ever since, I've been running after her in a permanently bent over position, and now my back is really hurting.
What should you take for back pain? Truth is, doctors recommend the medicine in Advil most for back pain.
Every day she's going to get a little faster, and I'll be right behind her. Amanda, here we go again.
Talk to your doctor. For back pain relief, advance to Advil Relief.
It's about 10 minutes before the hour. Okay, thanks to everybody who emailed me. Thomas Frank was the author I was trying to think of who wrote What's the Matter with Kansas? A bunch of emails, but Janella wrote in, the author is Thomas Frank. I'm a resident of Lawrence, Kansas. I'm a progressive liberal and proud of it. I'm determined to change Kansas back to the blue state that it once was long ago. And then she writes, P.S., we're streaming Air America. We need a station out here. They're working on it, Janella. Lawrence, Kansas. Isn't that where William Burroughs is from? Or did he just, did he teach, you know, Naked Lunch, William Burroughs, among other things? All right, Jerky is calling from Toronto. I guess that means Toronto, Ontario, Canada. God,
that's right,
I hope,
Mike, in exile up here.
I hope I got the province right tonight.
I think you did.
How you doing, Jerky?
Not too bad, sir. I just wanted to say that it's a bona fide pleasure and relief, more importantly, to finally hear you back on the air.
Hey.
Pushing some truth through the arteries of the radio medium, which, as you know, and you in your experience, you know, is clogged with disinformation otherwise. And I'd also like to congratulate you and Kathy on the birth of your daughter, Molly.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Now, yesterday, there were a couple of things you were talking about yesterday. I just have two short things. And one of the things you were talking about was the Bush crime family. And I noticed a lot of people who call you kind of say, oh, you're so brave for calling them the Bush crime family. Well, I think it's not so much bravery as it is open eyes and the ability to take in empirical data. Because... And if anybody else wants to kind of inform themselves on this topic, there's a book that you've spoken about before that I picked up on your recommendation, which is excellent, Kevin Phillips' American Dynasty.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And that explains the who, what, when, why, where, and how of exactly the scope of the Bush family criminal enterprise. And, you know, this guy was, this Kevin Phillips guy was... part of the Republican machine back since Nixon. He helped write the Southern Strategy.
Right.
And it explains exactly how the Bush family was part of the military-industrial intelligence complex before there was a military-industrial intelligence complex, literally. They were right there at the beginning, along with a very few others, not too many others, the Harrimans and a few others, who were there, and they helped to midwife the beast, which is a word that I use in this context very deliberately.
Uh-huh.
Though not religiously. And the other last thing I'm just going to quickly say is that yesterday you were talking about nicknames for administration figures, and I have one for Ashcroft I'd like to share with you.
All right, go ahead.
All right. I call him the Witchfinder General Jesus H. Ashcroft.
All right.
That's my take on him.
Hey, have you seen the new bumper sticker that says Bush Satan 2004?
Why vote for the lesser of two evils?
Yeah, there you go. Jerky, good to hear from you.
Thanks a lot, Mike.
All right, sir. Take care. Take care. All right. Have y'all seen that Bush Satan 2004? You haven't seen that? Once again, we're getting ready to run out of time here, and I just want to give some credit to the folks who made the program possible again tonight. The program was engineered in New York by Linda Blake. Tim Einenkall, is that how you say it? Einenkall? Screened the calls in New York. Thanks, Tim. The program was produced here in Atlanta by Catherine Bay. Chris in Minnesota is our senior correspondent. Thanks to Mark Marshall, MaximumInteractive.com. And also, check out AirAmerica.com's website. All kinds of good stuff there. You might even find a link to my website there. AirAmerica.com. A lot of stuff going on there. What, Kathy? AirAmericaRadio.com. All right. It's my second night on the job. What the hell? Beat me. Flay me. Make me do... Make me later? With the baby listening? Oh, my God. That's one thing. Once you have a kid... You know, once you have a kid, forget the sex. It's gone, man. It's just gone. But that's okay, you know. At my age, what, you want to talk? Go ahead, open your mic.
You can at least let my episiotomy heal.
Oh, my God, she didn't say that. Yeah, she did. All right. Who else we got here? Tony is calling from San Diego. Tony, welcome to the program.
How you doing, Mike?
Hey, I'm doing fine. How are you?
Good. I'm sitting here... thieving in Republican land in San Diego. It's the worst.
Yeah, that must be rough. I spent a month one night in San Diego.
Yeah, I spend a year every night here. It's unbelievable.
I hear you.
Actually, if I had 3 months to live, I would definitely stay here because it would just seem like forever.
Yeah, but you got great weather. Now, the real reason you called...
Okay, I have the ultimate, I think. Yeah. You might prove me otherwise, but I think I have the ultimate argument for your right-wing brother-in-law, too.
Okay.
The best argument by lowering your brow and like putting yourself to their level. You can do this: concede to the weapons of mass destruction. Just
okay.
Give in.
Okay.
Yep, they were there.
Okay.
And then you proceed to go on with an argument that now that the place is over, Iraq is overrun with terrorists, rogue terrorists from all over the place.
Uh huh.
And there was obviously weapons of mass destruction there, and we don't have them. I can only say one thing. That's that W gave weapons of mass destruction to terrorists.
Sounds like it to me.
I mean, you know, what else could it be? And that's unacceptable. And then they can say, well, whatever. Okay, well, then weapons of mass destruction weren't there. Okay, well, then you just killed 37,000 civilians or whatever the number is at this point.
Uh-huh.
For nothing. Unacceptable. So basically... You kind of get them in a paradox, I guess you'd call it.
Yeah, but right wingers or Republicans or conservatives or Bush followers, they don't. If you said I just got you in a paradox, they would say, "What the hell are you talking? What's that word mean? You know, a paradox."
Yeah, that's true.
So,
well,
but
I think you just, you know, it's really it's a very difficult thing to try to. It's pointless to try to argue with somebody like that. But.
Yeah. Well, Tony, thanks for checking in. I appreciate your call. I hope you're going to listen again and call again. And spread the word in San Diego that folks can listen to Air America Radio all day long.
I'm trying.
All right.
Keep up the good work.
Thanks, man. Appreciate
it.
All right. Very quickly, David in Los Angeles. Hey, David, welcome to the program.
Uncle Mike Story Time. I live for Uncle Mike's Story Time. The drought is over. It is so good to have you back on the air, sir.
Thank you, sir. We're going to get to Uncle Mike's Story Corner and stuff like that. Trust me, we're going to get there.
It's a fabulous thing. You are the crown jewel on the diadem of Air America's by the DNC programming.
Ow!
Carrie is the tortoise. We know who the hare is.
Yeah.
Remember how that fable ended.
Yes, indeed. Yes,
do you know Kurt Vonnegut's novel, Harrison Bergeron?
Yes, absolutely.
That's where we are now. They want us all to be rendered equal.
Yeah,
and they're willing to zap us or put things in our head like in The Manchurian Candidate to make it so.
Yes, they do. And I understand, you know, I saw the original Manchurian Candidate. I understand this new one is a real ass-kicking movie.
It's very timely.
I can't wait.
Probably get an Oscar. She is every Republican woman ever, as pure it, and even a little Cheney.
Can't wait to go see it.
Yeah,
I wonder if
very
people.
Now.
I wonder if people would be upset if we took a two-week-old baby into the theater.
Hey, congratulations to Mom and you on your contribution to the future.
Right. I hear that, David. Hey, listen, we're out of time, pal. Thanks for checking in.
Thanks for coming back.
All right. You have a nice evening.
You as well, sir. Keep it up.
Thank you. Hey, everybody, thanks for joining in tonight. We certainly do appreciate it. By we, I'm not using editorial we. I mean all of us here at Air America Radio, Air America Radio, and also Kathy and me. We appreciate the fact that you found the program. And that you're participating. I'll see you tomorrow night. Y'all have a nice evening. Take care, okay? I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
The best things in life aren't always free, like free radicals that may have harmful effects on your body. That's why there's Nature's Bounty antioxidants like vitamin C and E and CoQ10 to neutralize excess free radicals and help reduce the premature aging of cells.
Now find a $1 off coupon good on any Nature's Bounty product in this Sunday's newspaper. That's a $1 off coupon in your July 25th Sunday newspaper.
The best things in life, they're from Nature's Bounty.
Nature's Bounty, a natural part of life.
The Radio Shack Dictionary of Gizmos. Today's definition, the long life doodad, as described by Vanessa Williams.
It's the gizmo that can keep your smoke alarms working longer. Because climbing up to replace those things isn't exactly fun.
So at Radio Shack, when you ask for
those long life doodads,
we'll show you our lithium 9-volt smoke alarm battery. And you'll get peace of mind knowing it'll last up to 10 years. So come in for easy answers to all your electronic accessory needs.
I'll take a long life doodad over a short life doodad every time.
You're listening to 1190 WLIB New York, the home of Air America Radio.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. Homeland Security Director Tom Ridge says the decision to warn U.S. financial centers about the threat of terror attacks was based largely on three-year-old information. But Ridge insists the threat is still real. Ridge has specifically warned that Citigroup, Prudential Financial, the International Monetary Fund, and the New York Stock Exchange in the New York City area, and the World Bank in Washington, D.C., could be attacked by Al-Qaeda. Ridge traveled to New York on Tuesday to meet with elected officials and dozens of security directors at financial institutions in the city. Glenn Schuck reports.
Secretary Ridge, Mayor Mike Bloomberg, Governor George Pataki spending about 45 minutes with the security chiefs for dozens of financial groups discussing the ongoing protection for these organizations.
The leadership of these affected institutions, the local officials and law enforcement personnel here in New York, as well as northern New Jersey and Washington, D.C., should all be commended for their swift and extensive efforts to ramp up security procedures.
Secretary Ridge also thanking employees of these buildings for not panicking.
The terrorists wish to make Americans that live in freedom live in fear. And just by showing up at work, you have made a powerful statement that they will not succeed.
Glenn Schuck at the Citigroup building in New York.
U.S. Senator Hillary Clinton is calling on the federal government for money to combat terrorism in New York City. She spoke to reporters and dozens of onlookers in front of the New York Stock Exchange on Tuesday.
Let's put our money where our mouth is. We have a lot of people talking about the threat facing New York City. We have lots of press conferences. We have lots of people standing up and, you know, saying they're concerned. Show me the money.
The senator was joined by other elected and union officials who agree that distribution of federal funds is not right and not smart. Democratic presidential candidate John Kerry made a campaign stop and held a town hall meeting with residents in Wisconsin on Tuesday. Kerry says the U.S. has the best military in the world, but it needs a new leader.
They need a commander-in-chief who really understands what it means to be on the front lines. They need a commander-in-chief who understands.
The owner of the Paraguayan supermarket that went up in flames has been charged with manslaughter. The owner and three security guards were jailed on manslaughter charges Tuesday after more than 400 people were killed in the inferno. Reports say the building's exits had been locked as the market became engulfed in flames. Officials say one of the guards received orders via two-way radio to lock the doors during the fire to keep people from leaving with merchandise without paying. The U.S. Olympic men's basketball team suffered a setback in their preparations for the 2004 Summer Olympics in Athens. The U.S. lost to Italy in an exhibition game. You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Jeff Weiser.
Your oldest has just turned driving age. Time to add him to your policy. So you get in your car, drive down to your insurance company. Hunt for a space, double park, get a parking ticket, get in a fight with the meter maid, get thrown in jail, meet a guy named Wally. Wait a minute. This is just a bad dream. You've got Geico. You don't have to drive anywhere. You can do all that car insurance stuff online. Oh, that was a close one.
Geico's customer satisfaction stands at 97%. How would you rate your car insurance company? Geico. Online at geico.com.
Ah, the peak of allergy season, ragweed.
Yeah, pollen, the best time to make them suffer.
Why take an OTC allergy medicine that stops working in 6 hours? Just one dose of once daily Allegra with fexofenadine lasts up to 4 times longer than one dose of most OTC allergy medicines. Comparison based on label directions. See our ad in Prevention Magazine. Visit Allegra.com or call 1-800-ALLEGRA. For people 12 and over, side effects are low and may include headache, cold, or backache.
Allegra takes the joy out of our allergy season.
Talk to your doctor. Today, take once daily long-lasting Allegra. The relief goes on.
I was blown away at the ease and the simplicity of this product.
Windy Light for the doctor's night guard dental protector.
The fact that the instructions were so well written and that the night guard is so well made. Within 10 minutes, I had a night guard that fitted perfectly to my teeth. It was like a dream to me.
Relieve the nightly grind with the doctor's night guard in the oral care section.
The folks from off zipped me into this tent filled with 10,000 hungry mosquitoes and biting flies, but they're not biting me. That's because I've got the proven DEET protection of off Deep Woods. Off Deep Woods is like a shield against hungry, biting mosquitoes, including those that may carry West Nile virus. For the worst bug situations, you want the best protection you can get, and you just can't beat the DEET in off Deep Woods.
S.E. Johnson, a family company.
The ATM. Insert your card, enter your PIN number, get 420s and a handful of streptococci. Don't let germs interrupt your ATMing. Use Purell Instant Hand Sanitizer and kill 99.9% of most common germs that may make you sick. The CDC says eliminating germs on hands helps stop the spread of infection. So use the ATM, but use Purell because you may withdraw a fistful of cold, hard E. coli. Purell, powerful protection against germs.
The Air America phones are ringing off the hook.
I will never, ever vote for any Bush.
Everyone's calling Air America Radio.
I'm wondering if we couldn't trust Kerry and Edwards before the war to ask the difficult questions. How are we going to be able to trust them in the White House?
866-303-AAR0.
The new unseen people are the people who work behind the scenes in restaurants.
Call and let it rip.
We're in the era of the robber baron again.
Bayer Advance presents today's lawn care tip. Are insects causing problems with your lawn this season? If you notice dying grass that lifts up easily.
Investors don't have to make a choice between service and low price.
Charles Schwab, founder and chairman of the Charles Schwab Corporation on low-cost investing.
It has been my pursuit since the very earliest of days to try to lower the cost of investing for every individual investor out there.
With trades as low as $9.95, Schwab's new Trades for Less has lowered the cost of online equity trades.
By driving down the cost, making it easier for people to get a variety of services that make them a better investor, that's what this company is all about.
Schwab offers online equity trades as low as $9.95, plus advice and unparalleled service. Call 1-800-7-SCHWAB or stop by your local branch today.
$9.95 rate requires enrollment in Schwab Trader CT or at least $1 million in household assets. Other trading discounts subject to eligibility requirements. Some benefits, including advice and certain equity research, available for a fee only through one or more Schwab Personal Choice or other fee-based services. New trading commissions effective 6/21/04. Charles Schwab & Co. Inc., member SIPC and NYSE.
LendingTree.com presents How to Get Out from Under Debt. First, take an average guy.
Hello.
Then.
It's Tuesday, August 3rd, and you're listening to a special Orange Alert edition of the Al Franken Show. Why did this administration jack up the terror alert level right after the Democratic convention? Why did three-year-old information justify a sudden elevation of the threat? Because they know something we don't, and we trust them implicitly. Thank you, George W. Bush, for keeping us safe from terror. Coming up, more irony, more sarcasm, and Paul Krugman, all on the Al Franken Show. Welcome back to the Al Franken Show. I'm Al Franken. With me, my co-host.
I'm Catherine Lanfer.
It turns out today, both the Washington Post and New York Times, when it turns out that these elevated alerts to orange on these buildings, on these financial institutions, is based on information that precedes 9/11. As one senior law enforcement official said, there is nothing right now that we're hearing that is new. Why did we go to this level? I still don't know that. Maybe they have a reason, or maybe it's timing. You know, New Republic reported before the Democratic convention a few weeks before that the administration was putting pressure on Pakistan to announce the capture of an Al-Qaeda operative, high-ranking Al-Qaeda operative, during the Democratic convention. And a couple hours before Kerry's speech, they did announce that. So I think New Republic also announced that the administration has asked Vice President Cheney to have a heart attack about 3 days before the convention. He's not... Boy, we can't trust these guys, you know, and I hate to say this, you know, I am the least conspiracy-minded person in the world. I still think Lee Harvey Oswald shot.
Acted alone,
I do. But this group, it's unbelievable. Look at Florida. We'll discuss all this with Paul Krugman. But look what they did in Florida. So far. It took a Freedom of Information Act suit by news organizations to get, and Florida fighting it, to finally get released the list of people they had purged. And it turns out they purged tens of thousands of blacks, and I guess it's 61 Hispanics. And
the distinction, again, you know, why that...
Well, 90-plus percent of blacks, of course, vote Democratic. And traditionally in Florida, because of the Cuban population, Hispanics have voted Republican. So if you're looking to skew the election, you would do exactly what they did. Jeb Bush apologized and said, we'll redo it. Okay, then now there's call all over the country because of these different electronic ballot boxes that can't be recounted. It just can't be recounted unless there's a Rush Holt has a bill in Congress. People are calling for it. There's no harm in having